this is it. I mean, this is really it. This is the final. This is the final curtain call.
Before, what do two kids like us do on a date? from 1972's The Dating Game. That's
number one.
Oh, sorry about that. From 1972's The Dating Game. That is Little Michael Jackson. Putting the show together today, we got the news that many of you received, that Michael Jackson, the King of Pop, has died. And I'm sure we're all in shock. You know, you just don't expect to hear news like that. And you don't also don't think about how many hits that he's actually had. So throughout the show today, we are going to be doing a tribute to Michael, playing some of his songs and stuff like that. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show.
Number one, whenever I go out, girls are always following me. If we go out together and a bunch of girls start following me, let's hear what you say to them to make them go away.
That's also from the same 1972's The Dating Game. It's been a weird, rough week. We lost Ed McMahon this week. We also lost Farrah Fawcett on the same day that we lost Michael Jackson. Kind of just makes you wonder, what the hell is going on, right? Anyway, it's the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're gonna keep it. We're gonna keep it fun. We're gonna keep it rocking, like always. Let's have some fun. Seriously, there it is. I was like, I don't know what's going on. Everything's a mess. Everything's all out of order today, and I'll explain it. let's see. We talked about that. Talked about that. Oh yes. Oh yes. I'm ready. Hello.
Hello,
and welcome, everybody, to the Rockin' Comedy Show, and I am your host, my friends.
My God, not everything's about you and your little job and your little world.
You're right. Normally sitting next to me in my co-host chair, my little buddy, my co-host, Mad Mike, but he's absent this week.
You know what the penalty is for murder in this country?
No, wait. It's nothing like that. I have threatened to kill him before, but it's definitely not that. He's fine. He's on vacation. He'll be back next week. I do promise.
Hello, gentlemen. We have a problem on our hands.
There's no problem. I swear there is no problem. We have a very special co-host this week filling in for Mad Mike. He's known as the Pit Bull of Comedy. He performs Tuesday through Sunday at the Tropicana Hotel here in Las Vegas. He's also a good friend of mine and the show. Give it up for Bobby Slayton, who's going to be here in just a little while to help us out. We're going to talk with Bobby, of course, and find out what's going on with him. He's got some things in the work. Plus, he's going to be here for Not in the News News. And because you all love him, we've got some 911 calls for you.
Oh,
you guys love the 911 call. You really do. In fact, you love them so much, if you've visited the website recently and checked it out, we now have a device up there that's going to be changing them out ever so often, so you can hear some 911 calls. So we're pretty excited about that. So yeah, we've got news, we've got 911 calls.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number. No further information is available about 911.
I'm sure sometimes they wish that number was unlisted. Anyway, so we'll have that for you a little bit later on. Also, I'm going to be taking your phone calls.
Hey, could I use your guys' phone for a sec?
The number is 702, I guess I should throw in there. 702-979-9606. Remember, we do take calls every Sunday night while we're putting the show together from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. 979-9606. 702 is the area code, so give us a call, and we'd love to talk to you. So we're going to have some of those calls for you coming up on the show. Also on the show, we've got Nick. Nick's here with Nick's Picks. Yeah, gotta love that. What's his pick going to be this week? You'll have to wait and find out, because he never tells me either. So it's going to be an interesting treat. So Nick's going to be here.
Yeah, little Pit.
He is our little twit. And we're still looking for a name. He needs that name for the radio show. You got a chance of winning a 3-CD song pack from music that you hear on the show. So come on, send them in. The email address, it's coming up. I got it for you. If you want to email me, you can.
You've got mail. You've got mail. You've got mail.
Yeah, it's crazyj@comic.com. Email me anything you want there. Dirty pictures are fine, too. But especially Nick's name. We're looking for that name. We've got a couple of good names that have come in. We're going to be picking a name here pretty soon, so get them in, crazyj@comic.com. Also, you can visit me on MySpace. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. If that's not enough for you, you can find me on Facebook. Yes, you can. And Twitter as well. I had some fun on Twitter the other night. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on in the show. But right now, my friends, let's get into the show. And we're going to get things started with a little tribute to Michael Jackson. Here is Weird Al.
Such a fuzzy young man. Don't want no casting crush, don't want no raisin brand. feels good. Yeah, it still feels good, baby. Mm-hmm. It still feels good. Yeah, yeah. Stature and poise. I wanted to capture your beauty, the soul that's alive in your voice. I wanted to tell of your wisdom, how the courage within your heart soars. But all I can think of is how I'd be loving them big, big, big titties of yours. Like a kid on a trampoline, they swing like a 40s jazz band. They stand up like a rock solid alibi. They don't even fit in my hand. They curve like a pitch in the big leagues. They burn with a passion so hot. And that is the reason I can't wait to squeeze on them big, big, big titties you've got. They swell like a wave in the sea. No matter what part of the room that I'm in, they're always looking at me. They're soft like the cheek of a baby. They're sweet like the honey of bees. I'll never ignore them. I'll even adore them someday when they're touching your knees. Oh, oh,
We've worked together for years.
Seven. I'm the parking attendant. I park your car every day.
1 in 8 Americans is struggling with hunger.
Six. We speak at PTA meetings all the time.
Including millions of children and seniors.
Five. I went to summer camp with your son last year.
Four. I'm your old friend. We went to high school together.
Someone you know is in need.
Three. I work at the gas station. I pump your gas.
Two. I'm your neighbor. Our kids are classmates.
Who's the 1 in 8 in your life that needs help?
One. We live next door to each other.
You can make a difference through Feeding America and its nationwide network of more than 200 food banks. Take action at feedingamerica.org/1in8. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Jen, I have something to tell you. Yesterday, I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
How about a slice? Let's hit the food court.
Jen, I have something to tell you. Yesterday, I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
Well, we could just go see the 740 movie instead of the 645.
Jen, I have something to tell you. Yesterday, I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
You just need some new earrings and you'll feel a lot better.
When a friend tells you they've been diagnosed with a mental illness, it can be a little awkward. But what's even more awkward is, if you're not there for her, she'll be less likely to recover.
Jen, I have something to tell you. Yesterday, I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
Girl, I am here for you. Whatever it takes.
Mental illness. What a difference a friend makes. For more information on how to help a friend dealing with mental illness, go to whatadifference.org. This message is brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
In times like these, violence in our schools is a reality. So it's important to know how to prevent such tragedies from happening. Talk to your kids. Explain to them the dangers of weapons at school. And tell them that if they see a student with a weapon or even hear someone talking about having one, they need to report it immediately. Tell them if something doesn't look right or seem right to you, speak up. Get to know who your child is spending time with and where they are at all times. If you notice that your child has sudden mood or behavior changes, or seems to always be angry or sad, talk to a teacher, administrator, or medical professional. Be a role model for them and settle your own conflicts without resorting to violence. School should be a safe place for our children. We all need to work together to keep it that way. Let's put an end to these tragedies. Ask your school to adopt an anti-violence program. Visit ncpc.org to learn more on how to keep our children safe. That's ncpc.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Hi there, this is Tom Lehrer, and you're listening to the Crazy J Show.
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show, and joining me in my co-host chair is Bobby Slayton.
Now, I hope that I'm a co-host today, not more like that, Ed McMahon who just passed away, where I just laugh at your stupid jokes. I'm actually co-hosting, which, by the way, you know, you told me you got some good feedback the last time I was on a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
Well, what took you so long to ask me back is what I'm wondering.
Well, we can't keep having you on, then people will get tired of you.
Well, people don't get tired of you. You're on. How often do you do this?
I do it every week.
And people aren't tired of you. Why would they be tired of me? And they got to be tired of that Jerry Lewis flubber looking like lunatic, your co-host, too.
They love Mad Mike.
What's wrong with that guy?
Mad Mike, he was very upset that you were coming in to do the show while he was on vacation.
Because he knows I'll do better than him. But
he thought, yeah, he was like, oh, so I'm losing my spot.
No, he can have his spot back. Believe me, I don't want to do this every week. No, Mad Mike was a lovely guy. He gets a little retarded. But what's really funny is the day job he has, you know, the concierge over at the Monte Carlo.
Right.
When I went over to drop you guys off CDs, he acts nothing like that. He actually can deal with people.
Here's why. The boss was there.
Oh, really? Really? Is that it?
Yeah, because him and I are both, like, we're just...
Well, you know what's interesting, though? Because, you know, doing my show, we should mention it to Trump account, of course. I don't know how many people are listening to this. I don't think anybody came to my show and said, by the way, I heard you on the Bird Show, you know. What do you call the show, by the way? What's the name of the show?
The Rockin' Comedy Show.
Rockin' Comedy Show. You don't use the Bird name in there anywhere? The Birdman?
No, Crazy J.
Crazy J.
That's pretty much it.
Okay, well, Crazy J is good enough. I know what to call you. CJ, Birdhead, whatever. Okay, I'll make it my own name for you.
Asshole. It doesn't matter. It doesn't make any sense. All names are fine.
Okay. Anyway, so what's interesting is that, you know, when I'm doing my show at the Tropicana, you know, to sell tickets, you got to do crap like this. But you also have to do, I feel like I'm in Wayne's World. But what you also have to do is you got to go to the concierges. And they're all so serious. It's a job because, you know, you work for these big hotels in Las Vegas.
Right.
And everybody, you know, the concierges, the people, and the, you know, the hotels, it's like the restaurants. They want to keep you in the hotel. They want to offer the best services possible. So when I saw Jerry Lewis, what's his name, your co-host?
Mad Mike.
Right? Yeah, I said, how is this guy possibly a concierge? And then, like I said, when I went to the Monte Carlo, when I did it, he had his jacket and tie on. He was, yes, sir, very helpful. But that's only because he said the boss was there.
Right. Well, I mean, he's still very helpful anyway. It's,
yeah.
It's our job. But, no, he's a good guy.
So speaking of your job, here's what's interesting to me. Now, I know everybody knows what you do. And, you know, the concierge is in Vegas. And I'm not trying to compare you to the taxi drivers. But they do a service where, you know, you guys are the ones that spread the word about what shows to go to, what restaurants to go to. People don't expect that so much of the cab drivers. But they offer, you know, people, when they get in the cab, first thing they say to a taxi driver, hey, you know, what's a good place? And these guys are pretty savvy because they've had their share of free meals. They've seen every show, much like you guys have. But what I was going to say was, I mentioned to you, I know you've tried to send people to my show over to Tropicana, but it's got to be a hard sell because I don't have a tiger or a white, you know, a puppet. I don't have, you know, midgets on bicycles that do Beatles songs and dance around from Canada. I mean, that really is, it seems to me, when people come to town, they want to see one show. They have a choice of many shows. But as you know, and you can tell your listeners how great my show is.
It is great. And I do. As soon as people are like, hey, I want to see some comedy, I always say, well, what kind of humor do you like? Do you want clean humor or do you want adult comedy?
Right.
Oh, we want adult comedy. Well, then you got to see Bobby Slayton.
Who else would you send if people want to see adult comedy? Who else? Let's say people want to see a risque adult show. Who would you send them to?
A show or comedian?
Well, I consider a comedian to be a show. I mean, what show? What comedian would you send them to see?
Well, if they wanted adult, it would be either you or Vinny Favorito.
Vinny Favorito is really good. It's so funny because people compare me to Vinny. Vinny's great.
And he has a very sharp mind, that guy.
He really does. But, you know, he doesn't have an act. He just works off the audience, which is great.
Right.
Now, would you send somebody to see Penn & Teller if they want an adult show? That's not really...
No, if they want comedy magic, I would send them to Penn & Teller.
Oh, you know who you should send them to?
Maybe Amazing Jonathan.
Amazing Jonathan. You know who you should take? You know who you should send them to see?
Chris Angel?
No, well, if they don't tip and they're really horrible, and they're horrible customers, and they're white trash, and you want to get rid of them. Patrick, you send somebody to a bad show, then you hear about it. You know, that doesn't reflect very good on you. If people come back to, we hated that show.
You know, and it's really hard because especially if it's property specific,
right,
and the show is really bad, because we can't tell people it's bad. And right, I feel really bad if they're going to go see Chris Angel.
Right.
I mean, it's...
He's part of the Monte Carlo. That's the whole Mandalay Bay.
The MGM Mirage.
So let me ask you this. I feel like I'm interviewing you, but this is fascinating. No, but it's fascinating to me. Do you? I'm at the Tropicana. Bobby Slayton, just tuning in Tuesday through Sunday. Come see my show. Adult comedy, not fun for the whole family, unless you're the Mansons. Well, let me ask you this. When you're the concierge, a lot of people don't know this about, you know, what's going on in Vegas. There's like three or four companies that pretty much own most of the hotels on the Strip.
Right.
You know, you have Harrah's, which owns, you know, Caesars and Harrah's. And don't they own the Flamingo now?
Flamingo, Imperial Palace.
Right.
Paris.
Right.
Bally's.
God. And then you have the Mandalay.
Mirage MGM.
The Mirage MGM, which has obviously the Mirage MGM.
Bellagio, New York, New York, Luxor, Mandalay Bay. Yeah.
So there's only a few properties. And what about Boyd? How many do they own? I know the Palace Station. They have a few on the street.
They own, yeah, Station Casinos.
Well, you see, it's interesting. I think the only places left, and they happen to be hotels from the old days, they're individually owned. Is Sahara, or is that?
Yeah, I think that one's owned by
Riviera. And where I'm now, at the Tropicana, which is, you know, so that's the thing, too, is that what happens when you advertise, you know, these shows are like the MGM, you have five hotels that advertise it. I'm just in the Tropicana. You guys can't really advertise my show. But what I was going to ask you is, when you're a concierge over there, do you have to, do they ask you to try to send people to shows on the property? Like, people want a recommendation. Do they
push you in that direction? We always have to recommend something on property first. And that doesn't mean it's a Monte Carlo, so it's always Lance Burton. It just has to be, well, what's a good show to see? Cirque du Soleil. Pick one.
Right.
They're all good.
Right. Well, are they? Which one's your favorite?
Ka's probably my favorite.
More than the Beatles. Love. You didn't like Beatles?
I love the Beatles. That's probably my second favorite.
Pretty cool. Now, let me ask you this. The Luxor, is that one of your properties?
Yes.
It is? Does it kill you to recommend Carrot Top?
I have never recommended.
Now, you told me this. Here's what's really interesting. And maybe this is a big breakthrough thing. I like the guy. I think he's a good friend of mine. But let me ask you this. They're telling me every time I ask his manager for tickets, you know, Bobby, we'll squeeze you in. We're sold out every night. Nobody sells out every night. Even Cirque du Soleil is giving away half-price tickets. Even my friends Penn & Teller are having. Everybody's having a tough time. You told me in how many years you've been there that you've sold maybe 5 tickets to Carrot Top? So they're basically full of crap, is what they're...
Right. People come up and go, we want to see a really good comedy show. What about Carrot Top? I'm like, I thought you wanted a really good comedy show.
Right. You know? Have you seen him? No, didn't you go see him recently?
I haven't seen him recently. I haven't seen him since I've been in Vegas. I saw him years ago in California, and that was about it.
Because he's a punchline in the comedy world, but he's a good guy. And everybody that sees him says they really enjoy his show. So I can't really make fun of him without seeing him. I mean, he puts on a big show with lights and props and lasers. It's just me and my microphone and my big mouth and my opening
video. But I'm not a big fan of prop
right
comedy anyway.
You know, Bill Hicks had the greatest line. Remember the late, great Bill Hicks?
Right.
Who was my opening act at one time. When that kid was 18 years old, I remember we were sharing a condo in Sacramento. It was the week that John Belushi died, so whatever year that was. And Bill had to be 17 or 18. I had to be in my early 20s. I was the headliner. Bill just started doing stand-up comedy. We shared this horrible rat-infested condo, much like what you have here. And I haven't seen any rats.
Wow.
So. No, without the rats. Nice. Great world.
Wow.
This place is really cool. I have some stuff to give you, by the way, but I'll talk about that later. Anyway, Hicks was my opener. And when that kid was 18 years old, I said, this guy is going to be big. This guy's going to be great. But he had the best line about Carrot Top. He once said that Carrot Top is for people that just don't understand Gallagher. You know, which at the time, I think he's probably maybe surpassed Gallagher, you know, as far as his, you know, his inventions and his, but at the time, you know, when he was a new kid, Gallagher was the prop comic.
Right.
You know?
When I worked at Knott's Berry Farm for 4 or 5 years, Gallagher did a month stay at Knott's
really?
Berry Farm for
was
the
he
summer.
Famous?
Yeah, he was famous. I mean, he was bringing in the crowds, you know, and, I was a supervisor of the sweepers, the guys
right.
would go around and clean up his mess after the show. And I went to shake his hand one night because he was out there. I'm like, hey, it's nice to meet you. And he goes, I don't associate myself with people that pick up trash. And I go, this is your trash.
Was he serious or was he kidding?
Oh, he was dead serious. He walked off stage right after that.
I could never treat anybody like that. You know, they call me the pit bull of comedy, but, you know, in my showroom, which is the Bobby Slayton room at the Trump, you know, I go in the morning sometimes. You saw the memorabilia I'm putting up. I'm hanging
right.
photos. And, you know, I go in there every morning. I make coffee. I write. The guys come in. They pick up the garbage. And, you know, they call me Mr. Slayton. Okay. Fuck out, it's Bobby. You know, he's going to be Bobby. And I talk to the guys just like if he owned the hotel. But you know what's funny? You mentioned Knott's Berry Farm, and we mentioned Carrot Top and Gallagher. Now, is this a bad analogy? To me, Carrot Top is to Gallagher, at least in the old days, what Knott's Berry Farm is to Disneyland. You know, I never quite got Knott's Berry Farm. It seemed to me that it was like Disneyland light. If, you know, they didn't have as many rides, they had... I mean, it started out, obviously, as a berry farm.
Right.
Famous for their jams and jellies. Now, I haven't been there in years, but did they have good rides there?
Oh, they have great rides there.
Did they really?
Oh, yeah.
Better than Disneyland?
Yeah, they got more of the high-speed, upside-down.
But they never used to, right? That's something that... Did that come along in later years after Six Flags became the big predominant?
And after... Well, there was a feud with the Knott family and somebody else that owned the land that they were on. And for years, they were not... they weren't allowed to expand. And
really?
Once the Knott family sold their property, they were able to...
do stuff?
To get it out.
Because you can't really compete with Disneyland down there when you have, you know... I remember that little kid... Well, my daughter was little. He said little kiddie rides. But it's funny, when she grew older, she always wanted to go to Six Flags. And I'm such a pussy. I'm scared to death of that crap. There was nothing. even the baby roller coasters, that's not... You know what? I know a lot of people like that. Are you a roller coaster kind of guy?
I love roller coasters.
See, you know why, probably? Because your job. You know, I mean, it's not that it's not a hard job, but you do have pressure. But, you know, you don't have to... I have to get out there all the time. My life is full of pressure. People don't come to my show. I don't make any money. If I don't make any money, I can't, you know, support my family. I get out on stage. I do morning radio. I work at night. It's, you know, I fight with the people in the crowd, you know. It's a pit bull of comedy. So when I'm off, I just want to relax. I don't want any kind of, it's like Girls Gone Wild. I don't want girls going wild. Just be quiet. Don't go wild. Don't make any noise, please. I don't need that aggravation.
The last show we went to of yours was really good. Was that guy from Pantera was there?
Oh, Vinnie Paul from Pantera.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Did I have that big thing that he gave me? Was that above my wall of memorabilia?
Yeah.
Did he give me that big... and then Lars from Metallica gave me the small one?
Yeah.
Did you have your little... You have your little wall of memorabilia. But I collected some really cool stuff. I knew you'd be impressed by it.
Yeah, I like it.
You know. But, you know, I now have... I got rid of the opening act. It's just me now doing the show. And so here's the news. Nobody out there is going to care, but you might care. As of last week... Anthony Cools. That's another guy I was going to say to you. If you're going to recommend adult comedy, have you seen Anthony Cools?
Oh, yeah.
Like, why would you? The X-rated, he makes me look like Donnie Marie. I mean, he really is out there. He really hypnotizes people.
Yeah, there's a couple of good hypnotist shows here in town.
But if people want comedy, like adult comedy, I would send them also an Anthony Cool show. Because he's more of a comedian who happens to hypnotize people. He's not a hypnotist that does comedy. So that makes his show so much better. That I went to see him. He's over to Paris.
Yeah.
Mind-boggling. What he gets people to do. And, you know, I asked him, and he said, you know, there are people who come to the show and think the whole thing's a setup. They think it's, which wouldn't make the show good at all, but it's not a setup. He really hypnotizes them. He puts them in a trance, and the things he makes them do.
My brother went up, volunteered on the show when we went.
Did you really?
And
you not dying?
Fucked with his mind.
Was it great?
Oh, he convinced my brother that all of his clothes were on backwards.
Really?
And that he had to go to the bathroom and change them around. And my brother had a button-up shirt. He had a collared shirt, dressed real nice, had a tie on, everything. And he was dressed normal. But he went to the bathroom and turned it around. It was all backwards. So his tie and everything was on his back.
It is amazing. And I've seen the show three times, so it's different people every time. Not that I thought it was set up, but of course it's not. But he makes men pretend that they're women. And they do a scene in a porno where a woman has a bottle between her legs. I mean, it is. And you know, it's fascinating because you talk to these people afterwards, and afterwards they realize what they've done. You know, they know exactly what they've done. But, see, I know I couldn't be hypnotized. You know, he brings people up there. Then he can pick immediately the people that aren't under who are faking it. I don't know how he does it. But then the most brilliant thing, and other people have done this, but the most brilliant thing ever is that he tapes each show, videos them, and sells them after the show. I mean, did you buy one?
No, I didn't.
You really? Because wouldn't you have loved to have that, to have your brother? I mean, just to show them.
Yeah. He did not like it afterwards. He said it made him feel weird.
Really?
Like an hour or so afterwards.
Well, good. Everybody else liked it.
So, what are you talking about? You were funny.
Yeah, that's so great. That's gold, man. That is absolutely. So anyway, Anthony Cools is now the producer of my show at the Tropicana. And if anybody comes to Vegas, you know, the Tropicana is in the midst of doing a $100 million makeover. You know that, right?
Right.
It's going to be a really cool hotel. Because there really are no hotels on the Strip from the Ocean's 11 Rat Pack days, except for the Sahara, which has seen its better days, and the Riviera, which... It's not looking very good these days. They had a great Italian restaurant in Riviera, and they closed that. Restaurant Italiano. One of the great, old, famous, you know, Rat Pack era, Sinatra ate there restaurants. Those places are just few and far between now. And the new owner of the Trop is going to bring back that thing. It's got great bones. It's got, you know, it still has these murals from the 50s and these, you know, clamshells and mermaids and... You know,
it's definitely a time warp when you walk in there.
It's great, but when it's fixed up and they bring it back to its former glory, you know, and you have me playing there, best place on the Strip. You haven't asked me one goddamn question.
What else do you need?
Oh, by the way, I did promise you, you know, for people that don't know about all this memorabilia and all this stuff you have hanging up here, you know, you're a big Monster fan. You know, you have that, what do you have in your living room again? You have that
Jason Voorhees,
Jason from which, I guess they all look the same. It doesn't matter which Friday the 13th that is. It's all pretty much, even though they were different guys, you know. And you know why they were different guys? Because one of the guys, I forgot which one it was, signed a picture for me. You know, I went to one of these conventions. And I have my wall of memorabilia. So I bought a picture of Jason. And I gave it to him to sign. He goes, well, that wasn't me. That's Jason Takes Manhattan. I was in the second one. You know, but the reason that they keep getting new Jasons is because, you know, when the first Jason, I would imagine, does a movie makes a lot of money. He asks for more money. They go, fuck you, man. We'll get another Jason.
You're just a stunt guy.
You know, you can't do that with maybe, you know, Robert Englund or something, but you can do it with, you know, you can do it with Leatherface.
Well, they are redoing Friday the 13th without him.
Without
Robert Englund.
No, that, you mean... Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, I mean, Nightmare on Elm Street.
I know.
I don't know if that's
going to
work.
I know they're redoing it. And I'm sure they're redoing it because either wanted too much money or they're going a totally different direction. Yeah. See, I would never go see that. Never.
See, never. And you can see, and you can see Friday the 13th. You can watch hundreds of them because it's just, you know, the same guy, but you don't know.
But Robert Englund is
Freddy Krueger.
You know, it's like when they changed Superman. I never bought that crap. Or Batman. You know what? And I got pissed off when they changed Darren's on, you know, on Bewitched. Yes. That's amazing. Because the same guy, their name was both Dick York and Dick Sargent. They go, don't pull this crap on me. Say she got divorced and, you know, she married another guy. Don't try to pretend the next season that this guy is the same guy. I hated that.
That's why I thought it was really funny on Roseanne's show when they switched Becky's and they did the one episode where the original Becky came back, and they were like, "Where the hell have you been?" Yeah, you know, they just totally played on it. I thought,
well,
that
that's
was
fine.
Like, yeah, I thought that was really funny.
But you know, when you can't switch Gilligans or Batmans or Supermans. You know, I remember when I was a kid, Supermans. Is that like a black? I remember when I was a kid, they did it with Lois Lane. You know, they went from Phyllis Coates to the one, you know, long running Noel Neal, whatever her name was. But that was okay because, you know, I but maybe because I was a kid. But don't pull that crap on me now. You know, you don't want to pay the guy, then have a new show, you know, which, yeah, by the way,
like when they do a sequel to a movie, right, and it's like,
well, I can't, there's so many movies that they do that they just,
like, told when they did the sequel to Silence of the Lambs, and it wasn't Jodie Foster.
Yeah. It's stupid. And I love, you know what the worst is? When you take a great television show and you make a movie from it, and 99% of the time, the movie, I don't care who's in it, is a piece of shit. Okay, perfect example, one of the greatest TV shows in the 50s. There's like five great shows to me in the 50s. And one of the greatest ones, Sergeant Bilko. The remake it with Steve Martin. What a piece of crap. Another great show, and probably the best show in the history of television, to me at least, was The Honeymooners. And then you take it and you make it black with Cedric the Entertainer, which isn't a racial thing. I don't care who the fuck you make it with. That's a stupid. You know, okay, and what else did they make? Well, Bewitched they did. That was stupid with Will Ferrell, you know.
And just recently, Land of the Lost is horrible.
Oh, my. You see, I wouldn't even see that. I heard it was just...
It was horrible.
Well, you know, but see, that was also not really a good TV show.
No, but I loved it as a kid. And then you watch it now and you're like, what the hell is...
Do you know why the Star Trek first couple of movies were good? I'm not a Star Trek fan particularly. Because you used the guys from the show.
Yeah.
If you use, you know... And then you have the second generation, I get it. But when you make a movie from a TV show, use the TV actors.
Yeah.
Although, you know who supposedly got really pissed off? Two guys got really pissed, from what I heard, when they weren't used for the movie. When they first did the first Batman, which, of course, you know, the movie, you know, it was a dark, brooding, you know, black comedy, if you will. And I guess Adam West didn't know why he didn't get to play it. Well, first of all, Adam, what are you, 70 now? And second of all, you were a campy comic book thing. And here's Tim Burton making a movie. You know, where they're making it more serious.
Well, I still think you should put a cameo.
Definitely. No, I should have done that.
Like Stan Lee putting Lou Ferrigno in the Hulk.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
No, that's fine. And then the other one, what was the other one that they did? I remember this, come before your time. But the Lone Ranger, they were going to do like a Lone Ranger movie. I don't think they ever did, but he went, you know, and by that time, the guy that played the Lone Ranger was like 80. You know what, you know, come on, they can't use you. Don't you get it?
I like that he used to walk around and he wouldn't take his mask off.
Right, right, no. Right. And one day I do the Bobby Slayton story. I realize you're going to have to get Brad Pitt or George Clooney to play me. I understand. I can live with it. Meanwhile, this should be the Bobby Slayton show because you're not going to get to talk. Meanwhile, so Birdhead, if I may call you that. So here's what I promised you, and I just haven't got it yet because I know you love your monster memorabilia.
Yeah.
I think I told you what it was. I was going to surprise you. But Candyman, Tony Todd is a friend of mine.
Tony Todd, yeah.
So in my wall of memorabilia to Tropicana, you know, I have all that great old Vegas stuff, and I have a few of my monster friends. Robert Englund had posed with my daughter Natasha, so I framed that with a little action figure and Leatherface. I met, so I, you know, so Tony Todd, I said to him, you know, you were going to send me a little Candyman doll in a box, and you were going to sign it for me. And he promised me three or four times. I talked to him last month. He was doing a play in Rochester. I said, if you send me a picture, make sure you send one for my friend Jason, and I can, you know, for Jay. And I said, so you can put it. I don't know if it's a crazy Jay. I said, and I was going to frame it for you, but he hasn't sent it to me yet. You know, it's funny. He came to see me. Candyman came to see me with his son, who was like 15, 16 years old in Phoenix. That's where I met him. He was doing a movie down there. And they actually asked me to be in the movie. It was low budget. You know, so I'm staying at the same hotel as them. So the director said, hey, as long as you're here, Bobby, we're going to write a scene for them. Will you be in the movie, too? That's the way to be in showbiz. You happen to be around? Come on, be in the movie. Yeah. Anyway, he said, I met his son. I kept calling his son Candy Boy, you know. But he was black. It felt bad calling him boy, but I think he realized it wasn't a racial thing. But, you know, son of Candy, man. I said to him, Candy Boy. I said, hasn't anybody ever called you that? He said, no. You would think that if you're Candyman's son and you're in school, somebody would have been witty enough to call you Candy Boy. But no. Leave it up to me to come up with it.
Tony Todd, Robert Englund, and Kane Hodder did a great slasher flick called Hatchet.
Really?
Yeah, and they, you know, they're not playing those characters, but they're in it. And it was, you know, it's low budget, and you can buy it for like $10. And
is it good?
The storyline's kind of weak, but the gore factor is absolutely amazing.
Is it good gore, though? You know,
It's good gore. I mean, you're like, holy crap, I can't believe they actually showed that.
Really?
Yeah, it's really good. And, like, Kane Hodder plays, like, this mongoloid that lives in the woods,
cool.
and he's the guy that's throwing the hatchet around. I mean, it was awesome. I was like, wow, this is three major legends in this movie.
You know, Robert Englund's really a good guy. He's a good friend, and he's like me. He's really hyper, but a good guy. Not a particular giant fan of horror films like I am. You would think he would be. But about 10 years ago, more than that, because my daughter was about 4. So 16 years ago, there was a show on for one season that Wes Craven produced called Nightmare Cafe. Do you remember it?
I do.
It was kind of like a Twilight Zone-y, Outer Limits-y kind of. There was just this cafe, and anybody who goes to the cafe winds up in this strange nether world in a different dimension. You know, kind of like the Twilight Zone, or one step beyond. And so they had me. It was a one-hour show. And it was, you know, a little low budget, but they had me star in an episode. This is one of the great showbiz things in my life. That doing the Rat Pack with Ray Liotta and go to New York for the big premiere. You know, I know that actors get to do that all the time. Not me so much. So when you get it, it really is a treat. You know, private jet and HBO pays for this. I'm like a little kid. Well, I get this and I get a limo and, you know, I'm still like that, you know. So it was really cool that I got to go up to Canada for 2 weeks, get a per diem, which means like a couple $100 a day for food. So, you know, I'm walking around, I'm flush, I got a couple of grand in my pocket, I'm a major NBC show for a couple of weeks. So Wes Craven is directing this episode. He didn't direct them all, but he produced and wrote a lot of them. He wrote and directed this one. And, of course, the show starred Robert Englund and a couple of other actors, and I was his special guest star for the week. So I probably had a bigger part than anybody for the whole week. So it was so cool to work with Robert and Wes. And, you know, in between scenes, you have like a little, you know, director-actor huddle. And, you know, so listen, we do this scene, Robert, I think you should come in here, and Bobby. So I couldn't pay attention because all I'm thinking the whole time is, shit, it's Robert Englund and Wes Craven. This is the Nightmare on Elm Street, guys. And I'm in like a little huddle with them. Yeah. I'm like part of this thing.
Yeah.
This is so goddamn cool. And Robert couldn't have been nicer. We went to see him on the last matter of fact, I have a picture, one of those pictures in my hallway of my showroom, with the wall of memorabilia. My daughter, we must have been about 6 at that time, he was doing when Freddy's Final Nightmare is Freddy, not Freddy.
Right.
So we went to the set, because I wanted to have a picture of my daughter with Freddy. It was really important to me, because what we were going to do, a Christmas card, my wife's name is Teddy. So we were going to have a card, me and Freddy and Natasha, and it was going to say, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays from Bobby, Teddy, and Natasha. We crossed out Teddy, put Freddie, because my wife's not in the picture. It's a great card. I'll have to show you. There's one of them sitting in my wall of memorabilia. So
I saw it briefly.
Yeah. So my daughter, we went to the set, and Freddie is chasing this little kid around, his little hell, and the kid's going, Mommy, Mommy! And he's really crying. The kid freaked out. He freaked out. And so my daughter's there with a Freddy Krueger doll, and she held on to me so tight when Freddie looked at us. He goes, I'll be right down. And she was panic-stricken. And then Robert took one of his fingers and put him up his nose. And when he did that, she finally calmed down. We went in his trailer. She's sitting on his lap. And she's telling Freddy Krueger how he's got to come to the house to scare all her friends. I wish I would have had that on film. It was great.
That's awesome. We are going to take a break. When we come back, one of our more popular segments on the show is some 911 calls, because people just call 911 for the craziest stuff.
It's wacky, isn't it?
It is.
And we listen to them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
People love it on the show. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be back right after this.
Hold the phone. The sun came out today. We're born again. Let's
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. Who is this?
What?
Who is this?
This is a man from a man.
Well, thank you for calling the Rockin' Comedy Show. What can I do for you?
I just wanted to tell you guys are rock. I'm from Wisconsin, and I love you guys, man.
Oh, you're calling all the way from Wisconsin.
Yes, Wisconsin.
Nice. I didn't think they had the internet in Wisconsin.
They used to, but now they have DSL.
I gotcha. Well, what can I do you for?
I just want to let you guys know that you're the greatest on the whole internet ever.
On the whole internet?
The whole internet. Not the internet, the whole internet.
Well, I find that hard to believe because I don't think anything's better than porn.
No. You guys are better than porn. Especially with the blog sheets and shit.
Oh, yeah?
Me being from Wisconsin, I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you're a fan. Well, you don't. Well, in Wisconsin, you don't really need blow-up sheep.
I am. You got real sheep.
Okay, that's good. So, you have a request? You have... What do you want to... What's up?
I don't know. I just wanted to tell you and Mike that I love you guys, and I hope you guys come to Wisconsin soon so we can have a beer and wear cheese heads together.
Well, we'll work on that. Maybe we'll do a little mini tour.
Okay.
Yeah, that's... Anything else?
No.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
All right.
You guys rock.
All right, thank you. You rock too. Bye.
You told me you love me.
are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. All American Rejects here on the show with When the Wind Blows. Remember, if you want to make a call into the show, we do take those calls Sunday night from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The number, 702-979-9606. 702-979-9606. Call us, talk to us, tell us you like the show, you hate the show, maybe you have a request. Doesn't matter. Just give us a call. You can also visit me on MySpace. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. You can email me, crazyj@comic.com. Find me on Facebook. Find me on Twitter. People, I'm available if you need me. Anyway, you are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. And, you know, earlier in the show we talked about the passing of Michael Jackson. But also this week we've lost Farrah Fawcett, actually on the same day as Michael Jackson. We also lost Ed McMahon. And that reminded me of this song by Weird Al.
Job, it's so
All right. Can everybody take their seats and settle down, please? Hey, come on, guys. We got a lot of work to get through today, okay? Now, let's start with some word problems. Okay, let's see. This question is for Jacob. Jacob, let's say you work 25 hours a week after school at the deli, earning $8 an hour. Sally works 30 hours a week at the movie theater, earning Y dollars an hour. And Sean works 40 hours a week at the auto shop, earning X dollars an hour. Then how are you going to drive your mother to her dialysis treatments every day and still find time to finish your science project this week?
Some students are tackling more than just their schoolwork, which is why more than 30% of them aren't graduating. But you can give them the boost they need to make it through by visiting boostup.org.
All right, listen up, class. This next question is for Susan. If you pick 27 apples and you give away 30%, how many apples will you...
Visit boostup.org today. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
There are all sorts of excuses for not saving energy. It's only one lamp. It's
just one TV. It's like all the way in the other room. What difference will it make if I turn things off when I'm done with them or not? If we switch to energy-saving light bulbs, or put in a programmable thermostat,
how much energy and money could it possibly save? Sometimes I wonder if we could be more efficient with the energy we have now and tuck away more resources for later.
You know, it just never hurts to plan more for the future. My name is
Colin, and I'm going to get started today.
We can all help save more energy for tomorrow. What's your excuse? For more energy saving tips that also save money, visit loseyourexcuse.gov/parents. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy, the Ad Council, and this station.
This is Alice Cooper for RADD. There's a lot of things we have no control of in this world, but that's not the case with drunk driving. If you're going to drink, don't drive. Think ahead and choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives on, and so should you.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy Jay.
What a dumb thing to do.
I feel like I'm getting dumber by the minute.
Mom, am I dumb?
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
California, so I won't run away.
Call me straight out of Cali.
mine is too. Just watch your mouth, or I'll sit on you. The word is out, better treat me right. Cause I'm the king of cellulite. Ham on, ham on, ham on whole wheat. Alright. My zippers bust, my buckles break. I'm too much man for you to take. The pavement cracks when I fall down. I've got more chins than Chinatown. But I never used a phone booth, and I never see my toes. When I'm going to the movies, I take a seven rolls because I'm fat, fat, fat.
Again on the Rockin' Comedy Show with his second parody he did for Michael Jackson. You know, and the two times that he won a Grammy was because of the parody of Michael Jackson. And we're taking a look back throughout the show of some of Michael Jackson's music, definitely the king of pop. Like I said, we were out at Pure the other night, and it was the day that Michael had passed, and you really kind of forget about how many hits the guy actually had until you start hearing him play it in a row. And the DJ at Pure was actually, he did like a 35-minute set, and I mean, you just hear these endless songs, and it's definitely a shock. I mean, I think about it now, I compare it to, you know, my parents when Elvis died and how it shook the nation. It's kind of, yeah, the same thing, you know. Not a big Michael Jackson fan, but, you know, appreciated the music when it came around. You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. You can contact me online if you would like. My email address is crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. Mm-hmm. You can also find me on MySpace if you would like. And that address is myspace.com/crazyj13. Again, that's crazyj at, what? It's myspace.com/crazyj13. If you want to email me, you can. That's a simple thing
mail.
To do.
You got mail.
Yeah.
You got mail.
We got it. It's crazyj. Yeah, it's crazyj@comic.com. myspace.com. I got so much going on, I don't know how to find me. MySpace.com/CrazyJ13. The email address is CrazyJ. I did it again. MySpace. Here we go. Focus. MySpace. MySpace.com/CrazyJ13. That's how you find me on MySpace. If you want to email me, you can. It's very simple to do.
You've got mail. You've got mail. You've got mail.
Thank you. It's CrazyJ@comic.com. You can also find me on Facebook, and you can find me on Twitter as well. We're going to be doing some 911 calls here in just a minute. We're waiting for Bobby Slayton to come back. I think he went to the restroom. I'm not quite sure. He'll be back. And still, Ed, we got Nick's pick. I don't know what it's going to be. Is it going to be a movie? A song? A hot chick on MySpace? This guy, I tell you, this guy's got so many girls on MySpace. It's bad. So he's coming up. But right now on the Rockin' Comedy Show, let's have some Smashing Pumpkins, shall we?
man. That really pisses me off. She's the one who conjures the kid's snap because his girlfriend broke up with him? Well, welcome to life. What are you going to do now? Reconcile with her from jail? Hey, you think losing a girlfriend is tough? Wait till you are one. And that kid's a Boy Scout, which I think is hilarious. And now he's going to have plenty of time to work on his sodomy merit badge. Columbine kids are back in school, which I think is great, man. The discussion since that shooting, right, in Colorado has been, who's at fault? Is it the parents? Is it the teachers? Is it the guns? The media? I blame two people for a shooting like that. The two fuckers that did it. Nobody else. They were 17 and 18 years old. They weren't little kids. People were like, well, they were made fun of. But once again, welcome to life. We've all been made fun of. I grew up named Kostaki Economopoulos in Kennesaw. I didn't snap and shoot somebody. I knew what you're supposed to do when you're 17 and freaked out. I drank beer and tried to get laid. Losers. So who's at fault for the shooting? People say, well, it's a television violence. I don't know. We had violence before we had television. Hitler never watched Cops. You know what I mean? It's a whole history of human violence. And the gun people don't want to take any responsibility. Like, well, I need my automatic weapon to defend myself. Really? You can't defend yourself with a pistol? When you have like a constant onslaught of enemies rushing your lawn? You really need 600 rounds per minute to mow them down? Hey, if you're that much of an asshole, you shouldn't have a butter knife. So how do you fix the shooting problem? I don't know, man. Charlton Heston actually suggested arming the teachers. Johnny, you got something funny to say? You got to tell the whole class. One more peep out of you, young man. You're going to see the principal. She points to an AK-47 in a glass case. So now they're trying to raise the minimum age you can have a handgun from 18 to 21. And I didn't even know you could have a handgun when you're 18. I wish I did. It would have been a lot easier to buy beer. Put the natural light in the bag. Everybody is of age, right? Cool. It's such a violent culture, man. See the guy involved with the World Trade Center bombing was sentenced to life plus 240 years in jail. Well, that's why we have prison overcrowding. We're keeping them in there after they're dead. Mike Tyson's in the news again, speaking of prison. Do you know what Tyson said? He said if the price is right, he would fight a lion. Really? I want to see that bout. I want to see who leaves the ring with their ears after that shit. You freak. But Tyson's crazy and criminal. That's why he's fun to watch, man. I think we should embrace that idea. I think we should have our criminals fight each other. We're paying their rent. The least they can do is entertain us. It'd be easy. Just match up the natural enemies in the criminal world. You get one of these weird cannibal guys. Put them in there with a pothead. They're both hungry. Let's see who eats. Yes. Match up the criminals. How about a hooker and a rapist? See what happens. How about a car bomber and a car jacker? Wouldn't that suck? The one car you steal that day blows up on you? Too bad for you. How about one of these PETA terrorists? These people for the ethical treatment of animals? Put them in there with a guy arrested for bestiality. But you're supposed to love your pets. I do. But animals are our friends. Well, sometimes you fuck your friends. Pissed off because it costs so much to keep people in jail, man. You know, it actually costs less to send a guy to college. Well, screw it then. Send him to college. Whatever's cheaper. Pick some school in the Midwest, build a fence around it, call it Federal Penn State. I bet they'd have a good football team. You think the Army-Navy game is fun? You got to see the San Quentin Federal Penn State game. It's a violent activity. What do you mean? The worst thing I can get is a 15-yard penalty? Shit, I already have the death penalty. Tell you what, give me 45 more yards. I'm going to kill these three fuckers right here.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am Crazy Jay and filling in for Mad Mike. It's Bobby Slayton.
It's Wacky Bobby. You know, by the way, if you're just tuning in, you have missed the most informative show that has ever been done on this show before. This program was something for the archives. This is just brilliant. Bobby Slayton talking about Bobby Slayton, Bobby Slayton, Bobby Slayton.
That's right. Over at the Tropicana, Sunday,
Tuesday through Sunday.
Tuesday through Sunday.
8 o'clock. You know, 9 o'clock is the perfect time for a show, but my producer, Anthony Cools, who has his own wonderful X-rated hypnotist show over at the Paris, Anthony is going to put some more shows in there. We're looking at a 4 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and 10 o'clock show. Matter of fact, today, although when people listen to this, it might not be today. Today in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, Mike Weatherford wrote a nice lead-off article about how the Trop is going to have more shows than any other, you know, any other hotel in town, which we will when Anthony books these other shows in the Bobby Slayton room. There's also Sopranos Last Supper. There's another hypnotist show in our hotel. And it was he mentioned, Mike Weatherford, that, you know, over at the Riviera, they were too top-heavy on the shows because they didn't have enough rooms, enough customers to fill the needs for all the showrooms. But where we're located at the Trop with all those hotels, between your hotel in Monte Carlo, New York, New York, Luxor, Excalibur, your MGM across the street, there's a million rooms. So, and there's a lot of crappy shows. Man, what's the story with Lance Burton? Is he coming back to your hotel or is he quit? Retired. What's the inside info?
Everybody thinks that. No, he's actually out for an injury. He did.
No, I know that.
He did break his foot.
I know
so
that.
So he will be returning, as yeah. far as we know, July 7th.
I hear if you like magic, he does.
He's awesome. That show is really, really good.
Have you seen the guy in my hotel, Dirk Arthur?
I have. He's got tigers.
Is he good?
He's all right.
He's all right? I haven't seen him.
I'm not a big magic guy.
I know.
I don't like to be tricked.
Yeah, I know. David, what about David? Well, then don't get married. What about
I don't plan on
David
that.
Copperfield? Because I saw him years ago, and I thought he was great. I hate magic, and I really wanted to hate his act.
I was excited about going. It's kind of boring.
Yeah.
The first 20 minutes of the show was just like video highlights. And,
oh, really?
And then he kind of walks through it like, hey, I did it again.
You know, some of these guys, you know, and how long does he do, about 45 minutes after the video?
Yeah.
See, I do an hour, and then I have a really cool opening video. You saw mine with Robin Williams and Leno. I've shortened it a little bit, but that's about 10 minutes. I do almost an hour. So it's an hour, 10-minute show. But there are guys, and I'm not mad. I'm just, you know, Ray Romano was telling me that when he comes in with Kevin James, actually, Ray Romano comes in very often with Brad Garrett. So two of them will play together because both on the same show. And Ray will say to me that Brad is so high energy, he can't follow him. So what Ray Romano does, he comes out, told me he does about 25 minutes, which for a comic is absolutely nothing. Nothing. 25 minutes, it's really, you could do that in your sleep. And then I guess Kevin or Brad comes out, does about 25. And then they both go on stage for about 20, 30 minutes and answer questions from the audience. And the amount of money, the six figures that these guys get, mind-boggling. I'm working my ass off to probably make in a year what they make in a weekend, but that's the power of television for you.
Yeah.
If I was on TV right now and had a tiger and a puppet, Cirque du Soleil wouldn't be able to touch me. You know that.
Yeah, but the Terry Fader show is really good.
By the way, that's the gayest picture of on your screensaver there.
I know.
Of you and Jerry Lewis. It's so gay.
And our sheep.
Yeah, it's so gay. It's so gay. All right, anyway, so what are we doing now? Come on, it's your show.
We got some 911 calls. And the first one, we talked about it last week, but we didn't get to it. This is a very interesting call about this guy calls 911 because apparently something's growing inside his mouth.
Do I need headphones to hear this?
No, you can hear it.
Okay, cool.
Now an emergency. I don't know what something is happening up to me right now. I don't know what is going on. It's hard to explain. Just things are just growing on out of my mouth. And I am not calling it. This is no joke.
Did you need the police or did you need an ambulance?
I need the ambulance. I need to go to the hospital because things are just growing in my mouth.
Like what?
I don't know what.
All right, hold on. Let me connect the ambulance.
Wow. Wow.
Sorry, Bob.
Yes. I don't know what is going on, but something is growing. Things are growing in my mouth.
Is he in a gay bar? Maybe that's it.
He didn't really specify where he was at.
Things are growing in your mouth?
Yes, I don't know what is going on. I was in the bed and now things are growing in my mouth.
Things are growing in your mouth?
Yes.
What kind of things are growing in your mouth?
I don't know what they are. I can't see them.
Can't look in the mirror.
Feel them? Feel them?
Well, yes, I feel them in my mouth, but I don't know what they are.
What do they feel? Do they feel like trees or?
Oh, just
limbs or what?
Like circles.
Like circles?
Oh, like little balls or something. I don't know what they are.
Balls, that's what I say. Hit a gay bar. What did I say?
I'm afraid to.
No.
And that's it.
You know.
I'm afraid to.
You know. Wow. What do you, you know, the guys like that obviously are deranged. He obviously really, because you know, at first I thought maybe that was a phony phone call, one of those jerky boy things or something. That guy must be on some kind of, you know.
There's some that you're like, wow, can that really, like, I don't know if you ever heard about the woman that actually.
Well, there was one woman a few weeks ago that was mad at McDonald's because some black lady, she was mad because Burger King, McDonald's, and fries were cold, so she called 911. What was that? Some stupid moronic story. You know, those are the kind of people that need to be arrested. Those are the people that need, you know, you don't believe in the death penalty in this country? That woman deserves a death penalty. I'm sorry. Deserves to die. To complain. And remember that thing? She said McDonald's was really slow, or they didn't put cheese on a burger.
Right.
Something stupid.
You know, 911 calls, like, we've played them, and a good portion of them are all about McDonald's.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Is it always black
she
people?
Wanted a nine.
Is it black people usually?
Not always, but when it comes to the chicken McNuggets.
What's the
you know, she wanted a six-piece, but all, you know, she wanted nine-piece, but they, you know, gave her six-piece.
So she called 911.
She called.
Oh, my God, you need to die. The cops need to show up and put a bullet in your head.
One of the.
Stuff those chicken McNuggets down your throat, you idiot. I have no patience. I really have no patience for people like that. You know, it's funny, too, because I don't really wish anybody harm except people that deserve it. Like, people who go 60 miles an hour in the passing lane on the freeway, they just need to die. They need to be taken out. Unless, of course, they're Chinese and they don't know any better because they can't drive, but just these people need to be stopped.
Right.
America is supposed to be the smartest country. We're really not. We have, you know, the educational system is not good, but that's still not an excuse for Americans to be so goddamn stupid. You have every opportunity in the world to do things, you know. And if you're not making money, now I'm over at the Tropicana. I'm four-walling it, which means that, you know, people don't come in. I don't get paid. And the fact that nobody's there, well, we have people. I mean, we're doing very well. The shows are good, but that's, you know, I don't, hey, you choose to take a job, you know, opportunities out there, you know. And sometimes it's the luck of the draw, but when you get people like this, you just get too many opportunities in America to be a fuck-up and an asshole.
And stupid. I agree with you. This one came out actually on April Fool's Day, so I actually had to research it to actually see if it was actually
a real call.
And it was a real call. It's on the 911 logs. This is our favorite. This one.
Well, just the emergency. Hi. I'm at the corner of Pleasant Hill and John Young Parkway. I'm in a Walgreens parking lot.
my
car will not start. I'm locked inside my car. I cannot open my car. I can't get the windows down. Nothing electrical works. And it's getting very hot in here, and I'm not feeling well. I need some help.
Are you able to pull the lockup on the door and open the door? You should be able to just pull the lockup even if it's electrical.
I've tried. Okay. All right, I got that going. Okay.
So are you able to get out of the car now?
Yes, I got the door open.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right, I'll see if I can get AAA or something.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
No, that woman, that woman needs to die.
What's
wrong with these people?
This is a perfect example of calling 911 because of chicken McNuggets. This is
911, police, fire, ambulance.
Police.
What seems to be the problem?
I called a couple of minutes ago for police. I'm at McDonald's. I lost U.S. warrant.
Okay, what's going on?
I'm to McDonald's, and I ordered a fancy chicken nugget and a small fry, and she took my money and gave me the change back, and then she came back to the counter and say that they doesn't have any chicken nuggets when I like anything else. I told her, yes, give me my spice, they ain't gonna make double, and just give me a different side of it. And she told me that she can't do that, because I want anything else on the menu. I told her, no, you don't have my chicken nuggets. I want a make double and a small fry now. So she told me I will have to pick something else off the menu that equal to what I paid, because she can't do that. And so I told her, just give me all my money back. I don't want anything. She told me she's not going to give me my money back. She can't give me my money back either. And so she's trying to force me to eat something off the menu that I don't want.
Trying to force me to eat something.
Okay, yeah, we got an officer coming out there to talk to you.
Wait, is 911 laughing? Is that them laughing at? That woman needs to die. What an idiot. I mean, it's mind-boggling to me. It's fascinating. It's like watching a train wreck. It's just, you don't want to look.
That's why we love the 911 calls, because it really shows how stupid people really are.
That's mind-boggling to me. It's just fascinating.
Here's one more.
What was the one that I remember?
When did this happen, sir?
Just a matter of 5 minutes ago.
Okay. Is she like a family member?
Yes.
How old is this person?
She's 45.
And who took her?
Huh?
Who took her?
I don't know. She was in her car.
By herself or with someone else?
By herself. I wasn't with her. I waited for her to come back. Somebody stole her.
What do you mean someone stole her, sir?
Somebody robbed her. Took her. Nude.
Okay.
Gone.
This is a 40-year-old lady who lives with you?
No. She's, 40-year-old. Yeah, lives with me. Oh, she's supposed to live with
me. Okay. Now, was she in the car by herself, or was she taken?
By herself.
Then how was she stolen?
What?
How was she stolen if she's riding in the car by herself?
I don't know. Who is... I'm robbery, I guess.
I'm sorry?
Armed robbery.
Armed robbery?
Yeah, armed robbery, I bet.
Did she steal something from you?
Huh?
Did she steal something from you?
No. No.
Okay. So, what's missing is the lady?
The lady and her car.
And her car?
Yeah, and her car, Mr. Weechy. Gone. White.
Okay, sir. Have you been drinking or anything?
Yes, I have.
Okay. What I'm getting from your story is that you're telling me that this lady was stolen?
Yes.
Okay, sir, that's really not possible.
Oh, okay.
And if she's driving in the car by herself and no one took her.
Okay, she's sneaking out of here. Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye.
That guy needs to die. somebody drove off, said she was stolen. Oh boy.
Do you have a Twitter account?
No, I couldn't care less about Twitter. I couldn't give a rat's ass about any of that stuff. I don't go on Facebook. You know, I don't want any friends. I think we went through this last time. I'm on MySpace because I realize, you know, that it really helps a lot. And if, yeah, you know what? I shouldn't say that. I do want friends. I want people, you know, if people want to go to MySpace and go to Bobby Slayton, you know, and read about me and go to my website. You know, people ask me for autographed pictures. People send, you know, where can I get your CDs? And, you know, I answer all the questions. I make you my friend. It's fine. That's enough for me. I don't need to Twitter. I don't need to tell people that my TV guy just showed up and now I'm taking a leak. And I don't care if it's President Obama. And I don't care if it's, you know, Jimi Hendrix back from the dead, Twittering, letting you know how things are up here with Brian Jones. I don't care. It's just basic gossip. To me, it's like Mrs. Kravitz from Bewitched, who's always worried about what the neighbors are doing, and let me tell you what I'm up to. I don't care what my wife has to say. What the fuck do I care when some stranger is walking around doing?
Well, I had a Twitter account, and I hardly ever used it. And somebody said, you know, you go out, you do a lot of stuff. Well, you know, you should Twitter more.
What do you do? But, well, I don't get Twitter. I don't know. You know what? If I Twittered every day, and I went on Facebook, and I networked, and I schmoozed more, my manager says that, I'd probably have a lot more people at my show. I'm sure it would help tremendously. But you know what? What keeps me funny, what keeps my mind fresh, what keeps me relaxed, what keeps me sane and not calling 911 because of my McNugget problem is that during the day I go out and I go to the gym, I go for a swim, you know, I hang some stuff in my showroom, I work on my jokes. I got a Showtime special. Hopefully we're going to be taping the Tropicana. We're in negotiations right now to tape a Showtime special if the negotiations go through between Showtime and the union and the Trump. You know, a lot of technical stuff to be able to pull this off. I'm definitely doing a Showtime special. But to not do it at the Trump, not do it in Vegas, seems like a crime to me. Anyway, I'm working on material for that. I'm going to Montreal for 2 weeks to do a TV show with Louis Black at the Montreal Comedy Festival. This is what I spend my time thinking about and working on. You know, how's my daughter doing? She's doing a CD. Let me put gas in my car. Let me get my car washed. Let me go have breakfast. Let me go to the gym. I have no time to Twitter people and let them know that I'm doing all this crap because it's none of their business, and I don't give a rat's ass what the fuck you're doing.
Well, I had a little bit of fun the other day.
There's did you? You Twitter?
Yeah, there's a great website out basically about people that send out text messages on their cell phone when they're drunk, or they receive them from their drunk friends.
Right.
Well, there's a website where you can post all these. So I decided, okay, they want me to go out and kind of Twitter a little bit more. So I took some of the highlights from this website and cut and pasted them and put them in my Twitter blog. And, man, people really thought I was ripping up the town in Las Vegas. And one of the people that actually follows me on Twitter is one of the people that runs the the tours that we do for Valley of Fire, and she sent me, I don't see how you're possibly going to make it to work tomorrow after all of this. And she walked in to drop some brochures off, and she's just shaking her head, and I was just like,
yeah,
it was all.
Well, that's the other thing, too. Don't a lot of people pretend to be people? Like, aren't a lot of people Twittering, but now I'm George Clooney, and I, you know, just went to a gay bar and blew five guys. But aren't there people that are pretending to be these people?
I'm sure.
No, that's what it is. There's a lot of fake bloggers and fake Twitters and Twitterers,
right.
Whatever the hell you call
I'm sure
these idiots.
But just two or three that I did to make people think that I was really out tearing up the town. It started with, just woke up wearing a top hat and Simpsons boxers. I also found more money in my wallet than what I had before going out, about $1,000 more. Then I waited like 20, 30 minutes and posted another one that said, not sure whose apartment I woke up in, just showered here, and the shampoo is phenomenal.
Well, you see, there you go, because a lot of people are making crap up. Yeah. A lot of people pretending they did stuff. A lot of people pretending they're somebody else. So it's mindless to me.
And my favorite line of the whole thing was, why did I drink all of the ingredients for vomit?
Yeah, that's great. People probably will sit there talking to you about all that kind of stuff.
Oh, my God, yeah, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. So your show's doing good. Last time we were there, you had a family. Your show's family, because you had a family.
I had a family at the show?
Yeah.
And what happened? I don't remember. There have been so many shows.
This was the one where... The daughter brought her boyfriend.
Oh, and the father was sitting there?
And the father was sitting there.
Yeah, that happens every once in a while. And you'd mention,
oh, you're sitting up front, VIP seats. Oh, let's make you a little uncomfortable. And then you said the line about, oh, on Thanksgiving, do you ever picture his balls in your daughter's mouth?
Well, no, there was more than that. There's something growing in my mouth. I better call 911. No. There was more to it than that. Simplified and ruined a perfectly good joke, but that's what you do. No. You know what happens is people, I've been over to Tropicana now for about 5-6 weeks, and, you know, we opened up at a bad, bad time. We opened up on Cinco de Mayo, which is not a great time to open up. I don't know why. But it's not. The Tropicana, which is now in the process of remodeling, my showroom is in this tower, beautiful tower. They're remodeling all the rooms right now, which should be done in a few weeks. But there's 500 rooms in the tower where the Bobby Slate room is located. So that hasn't been helpful that those rooms have been, you know, are not available to people. They're starting to be open. June has been a terrible month. I mean, every year in Vegas, and this year particularly with this recession, mortgage crisis, meltdown, implosion we're having in America. And, you know, people don't realize, you know, and I think you probably notice it. I mean, the Monte Carlo, you notice when you go in hotels, they're quieter than usual, right?
Oh, yeah.
See, but I don't think a lot of people know if they haven't been to Vegas in a long time or have never been to Vegas. You know, you walk into any major casino and you look at some of the great restaurants. You know, the rich people still have money. The restaurants are still doing well, for the most, not all of them. But, you know, if you're an outsider and you don't live here all the time, you don't see how much it's tapered off. You don't notice it. But this town, Vegas, is probably hurting more than any other city in a lot of ways. It's almost like when a steel mill closes in some little, you know, coal mining town, and 90% of the people in that town work there, and then the whole town is kaput. Vegas isn't quite that bad, but, you know, it really is more than any other city in America, I think, built on tourism, you know. The whole strip is built on tourism, and, you know, it's hurting. So, anyway, my show has been going good, but... You know, then, of course, we had a slow June. The Lakers playoffs, we get a lot of people from Southern California. We have three other shows in the hotel. It's been, it's been tough. But I'm a trooper, and my show is magnificent.
It is fun. You guys got
to if you like stand-up comedy.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. And thank you for the box of shit. I was going to thank you for that.
Oh, it wasn't. No. You explained to people what that was.
Well, I was, but at first I was just going to say thanks for the box of shit.
But first of all, it was a dog Chinese takeout box with a beautiful presentation, so it just wasn't a box of shit. and it was doggy do, and since I'm the pit bull of comedy, the dog do was fine chocolate. How was the chocolate?
That was good.
Sweet chocolate, right? Yeah. Just shaped like...
I enjoy eating shit.
Yeah. Well, it was good, right?
Yeah, it was.
There's
really
something
good.
Something in my mouth, and it's growing.
It's very good stuff.
Yeah.
But the show's fun, so if you're in Vegas, come check it out. It's good stuff. I try to send people over there all the time.
You do? Mm-hmm. Do anybody ever come back and complain?
Mm-mm.
People come back and say anything that we liked it, or they never.
I always test the waters with the people that want comedy, so I can kind of figure out what they want, what they're looking for.
Right. Well, you know, Rita Rudner does a fine comedy show.
We want to see somebody really funny like Rita Rudner. Oh, you got to see Bobby Slate.
Well, if you want to see somebody like Rita Rudner, then go see Rita Rudner. You can see George Wallace is good. You know, he's funny.
Yeah, his show is funny.
You know, it's interesting, too. You got so many comics. Well, working this week, we have Louis Anderson. You have Carrot Top. It's about regulars, you know. I don't put Penn and Teller in the category. They're, you know, magicians. You know, you have Rita. You have me. Roseanne's gone now. But Vinny Favorito.
Amazing Jonathan.
Amazing Jonathan, who's more of a comedian than a magician. He's also on the strip. Then you have all the comedy clubs. You know, the Comedy Stop at the Trop, which would start out as Rodney Dangerfield's Comedy Club, has been beautifully remodeled. By the way, if anybody's in Vegas and says, God, I'm not going to go to Bobby Slayton's show because he's at Comedy Stop at the Trop, that place was a dump. But the Trop remodeled the place. They painted it. They carpeted it. We put a state-of-the-art sound system in. It's even nicer than when you came. My partner, Anthony Cools, is putting more comfortable tables and chairs. We're really fixing it up. And the bar pours top quality, top shelf drinks. It's not just watered down craft in some place. But what I was saying was, at Harris, you have the Improv. You have the Riviera Comedy Club. You have Bonkers down at Palace Station way at the, way down at the other end, north end of the strip. So there's a lot of comedy in
there. L.A. Comedy Club.
L.A. Comedy Club, which is a dump, which is in... I don't know how much live. I hear Trader Vic's is going out of business.
They always bill themselves as the number one comedy club in Vegas.
Well, I don't really think they are.
I don't think they are.
They don't even have tables. They just have chairs. You have to put your drinks on the ground. It's actually a banquet room at Trader Vic's, which is nice, but I hear they're not going to be around for much longer.
Yeah, they're leaving.
No, yeah, I mean, all these places are good. They all have good comics. But then, on top of all that, any given week, you'll have three major headliners here. And if it's not Jay Leno or Lewis Black or Ray Romano or Dana Carvey or Dennis Miller or Bill Maher, it's always some one or two. Then there's Rickles and the Smothers Brothers and David Brenner. I mean, so there's so much comedy going on in this town. So it's really tough. And the only reason people should come see my show is that I'm better than all of them.
Of course. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have the news. This is always fun. And get your take on some of these off-the-wall news stories.
Sure.
Come to the forest. It's a place not so far away. A place where you don't have to mow the lawn or babysit.
I saw lizards and squirrels and bugs.
Ladybugs, caterpillars. It's really cool, actually.
A place where you don't have to make time for free time.
Lots and lots of kinds of species here.
Out here, you may even meet the mysterious creature known as the other you. The enchanted you.
Magic what flowers do.
The adventurous you.
My favorite tree. Yes, that one.
The free-to-be-me, you. Ask your parents to take you to this not-so-far-away place. Come to the forest, where the other you lives. But first, stop by discovertheforest.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You take your 6-year-old to the playground. You watch her go down the slide, then run over to the swings. Another mother strikes up a conversation. You take your eye off your daughter for just a few seconds. You look back at the swings. And she's gone. Your heart drops into your stomach. You jump up, your eyes searching. You cry out her name.
Lily? Lily?
From the top of the slide, you hear a voice.
Mommy, watch me!
Every parent knows that feeling. Imagine if she were actually abducted. Go to wirelessamberalerts.org. Sign up for free Amber Alerts on your cell phone. When an Amber Alert is issued in the areas you've chosen, you'll receive a free text message. If you spot the vehicle, the suspect, or the child described in the alert, call 911. Sign up today at wirelessamberalerts.org. A child is calling for help. This message brought to you by the Wireless Foundation, the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the Ad Council.
In times like these, violence in our schools is a reality. So it's important to know what to do if a dangerous situation arises, and also how to prevent it. Kids, never bring a weapon to school. And if you see a student with one, or even hear someone talking about having a weapon, report it immediately. If something doesn't seem right or look right to you, speak up. If someone you know is showing signs of anger, or if you are feeling out of control, tell someone. If you feel threatened or bullied, tell someone. Violent acts often start out as small disagreements. Tell a parent or teacher if you see an argument taking place. It's better to let someone know about a disagreement before it gets out of hand. Let's put an end to these tragedies. Ask your school to adopt an anti-violence program. Visit ncpc.org to learn more about how to keep your school safe. That's ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy Jay.
Very funny.
That's a funny word.
Funny.
And that's funny what?
Very funny.
That's funny.
You're listening to the Rock and Comedy Show. You're on the air. Who is this?
This is Steve Lawton.
Steve Lawton.
Yep.
Is this the chosen one?
This is the chosen one.
From Chosen One Photography.
Yep, that's me. What's
going on, buddy?
What are you up to?
Well, I'm doing a radio show. What are you doing?
Oh, I called the radio show going, shit, I'm going to be on air, damn it. So what's going on?
I'm doing the radio show.
Doing the radio show?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
What? Is there anything I can help you with?
I don't know, tell me a joke.
What?
Tell me a joke.
Tell you a joke?
Yeah, tell
me
a joke.
You know what? Why don't you tell me a joke, Steve?
Okay, I'll tell you a joke. So, there's two muffins sitting in an oven.
There's two muffins.
Two muffins sitting in an oven.
Sitting in an oven.
One muffin turns and looks at the other muffin and goes, shit, man, it's getting hot here. Other muffin goes, holy shit, a talking muffin.
Stupid.
I got another one. You want to hear it?
Yeah, let's hear it.
What's the biggest pencil in the world?
What's the biggest what?
Pencil in the world.
What's the biggest pencil?
Yes.
I have no idea.
Pennsylvania.
Are you from Wisconsin too?
No. Why would I be from Wisconsin?
I don't know.
I'm from the sunny side of the moon.
Hey, let's talk about Wisconsin. We were at a pool last summer. And you notice from the distance a somewhat attractive, we thought she was going to be attractive, girl. You're like,
she's
hey, you're like, hey, she's hot. Check that girl out over there.
Yeah, I remember.
And it was we saw her. Well, we just saw her backside, and then she turned around.
She turned around, and the first thing that happened, hi, I'm from Wisconsin. Oh man, that was the worst. She was so hot. Everything but her face.
And she followed you around all day.
I swear she had a crush on you.
No, she liked you. Can I get a picture with you? Yeah. Exactly.
And what about that skin tag lady?
Skin tag lady, yeah. She was, that was creepy.
And that was disgusting.
It looked like her skin had been boiled too long.
It was like cheese on a pizza.
It was like burnt cheese on a pizza.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it was disgusting.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't attractive at all.
It was pretty nasty.
So, you have a birthday coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yes, I sure do.
Let's talk about that.
I am having a concert at the Sinister Rock Club in Las Vegas on Flamingo.
The Sinister Rock Club.
Steve-O-Palooza.
And who's performing?
I only have one headliner right now. The two are going to be mystery guests.
Well, who's the one that's not the mystery guest?
It's still a mystery right now.
But you said you already had one lined up. You are such a liar.
I do have one lined up, but it's a mystery. It wants to be a mystery.
Well,
because they don't know if they can perform yet.
Well, who's gonna MC the event?
MC will be Mr. Stephen Lawton and Jay Bird.
What about Mad Mike?
Huh?
What about Mad Mike?
Oh, yeah, he'll be there, too. Yeah, where is Mad Mike, anyway?
Mad Mike is on vacation this week.
What a crazy bastard.
Yeah, that's what I said, but, you know, it's good for him. We say vacation, they call it physical therapy. Or mental therapy. Either way, you know, maybe a little shock treatment here and there. Shock treatment people think is bad. It actually, it's not really that bad. It's kind of refreshing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he still getting stalked by that one girl?
Howl Breath?
Yeah. The really bad breath girl?
Yeah.
She knocked me over the first time I said hi to her. She was like,
God. You've never even met her. No, you have not. You have not. You have not met this chick. There's no.
I'm thinking about Crystal.
Yeah. Yeah, you might be thinking about Crystal. But no, yeah, Hal Breath, he likes to call her Hal Breath Puketastic.
Hal Breath Puketastic.
Yeah, she, she's pretty adamant that they are going out.
Oh, that's pretty nasty.
Yeah, she tells people at work that, oh, my boyfriend can come to the party because he was working the concierge desk. But so you got the party coming up. You want to hear a song, make a request? You just want to pop in and say, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, I want to hear the requests.
Okay, what do you want to hear?
I want to hear some Leaving Springfield.
You want to hear some Leaving Springfield? Anything particular or my choice?
Your choice on that one, because you're the chosen one on that part.
All right, I can cue up some Leaving Springfield for you.
Cool.
All right, buddy. Well, thank you for calling in.
And remember to always get your photos done by chosen ones to talk.
Right on. Talk to you later, buddy.
Later.
Bye. Listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show, Crazy J on the mic. If you want to email me, you can. It's crazyj@comic.com. You can also find me on MySpace. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. I'm also on Twitter, and you can find me there at crazyj27. And you can also find me on Facebook. I'm all over the place. There's no excuse. And you can also check out the official website of the show, which is rockincomedyshow.com. There you'll find 911 calls posted. We've got video. We've got all sorts of stuff going on over there at rockincomedyshow.com. Leaving Springfield right there with a nice little song, simply titled Love Smells Like. You can find that on their CD called Tragic as We Speed Away. I do have a few of those to give away, so if you'd like one, just email me, say, hey, I want that CD, and I'll send it out to you. It's just that easy. But right now on the Rockin' Comedy Show, we've got Nick's Pick. Yeah! Yeah! There it is. I don't care.
I still love it.
So we got a Nick's Pick. People are talking. People are liking. So what are we doing?
I'm thinking, Jay. I think I'm going to do how to stop a masturbation addiction.
No, we're not doing a how-to. That's Mike's, and he's not here.
You know what? Fuck Mike. Mike is not here right now, and if Mike has a problem, he can take it up with me when he gets back.
Oh, really?
Yep.
You think you have what it takes?
Yes.
To do a how-to?
I think so, dude.
You see what Mike goes through every week.
Well, you know what? He's going to have to deal with it for this week.
All right. let's do it. Forget the Nick Pick, and
woo!
He's going to teach you how-to.
It's how to stop a masturbation addiction.
All right.
We'll start it with, decide whether your masturbation is cause for your concern. Masturbation has become an obsession when it nearly interferes with your daily routine and your relationships. If you find yourself masturbating instead of spending more time on important things on a daily basis, then it might be time for a break into the cycle.
But what if you masturbate while doing the important things?
You still have a problem. You need to calm down. Stop jerking. Stop. So isolate your cause. There's a reason or reasons why you masturbate excessively.
Because you're horny.
You know what? That could be one. Testosterone. Could be anything. We need to calm it down. So. And you need to find out why. If you concentrate on just stopping masturbation, then you'll just return to the addiction after the short period of success. So why do you masturbate? Could be because you're bored, lonely, hurt, stressed, or it could be because of the pains from the past.
It feels good.
It does feel pretty good. But anyway, so...
All right.
You're going to have to get yourself in a relaxed state of conductive or productive thought and to really find out why you turn to masturbation.
Right, but sometimes productive thought is what encourages the masturbation.
You don't want to calm down, Jay. I'm trying to do my how-to. All right. So what are you trying to escape? Avoid focusing on symptoms. Saying you masturbate because it feels good is not the reason why you masturbate excessively.
I don't masturbate excessively.
All right, well then, don't listen to my half head. Right, dig deep in your feelings. If you find this good, not the real person, I'm reading wrong, sorry. If you find this part difficult, you may need help. You may need therapy to help you recover from the... Wow, this is ridiculous. Sorry. Dealing with your feelings. All right? Dealing with feelings correctly is a skill you may have forgotten or need to learn. Feelings are the result of thoughts. How we interpret the world and how we interpret the world ourselves in our mind determines how we feel. We decide how we feel about things. If you masturbate because you feel bored, that's because you decided to feel bored. Nobody made you feel bored.
You did.
Narrow down the times of day that you seem to have the biggest problem for you. Isolating the times of day that you struggle in the most can help you focus on more effort to overcome your masturbation addiction. If you know you struggle most when you lay down, then create a plan specific in the time of day. For example, do not lay down.
No.
Maybe you need
to
exercise.
Maybe you got all day.
Burn some testosterone before going to bed. No? Exercise will help you. Make you feel more tired and fall asleep faster. And this is my how-to, Crazy Jay. Thank you guys for listening.
That's it?
That's it. That's it. Exercise. Exercise.
Some people would consider masturbation exercise.
Well, you know what? I'd probably consider exercise. But excessively, maybe a problem. And you got a problem when your right forearm is bigger than your left forearm.
Well, that's why you switch it up. Then you pretend that somebody else is doing it for you.
You sit on the hand and pretend.
And then you ask questions like, does that feel good? Is that how you do it?
Got
like
a
that?
Fucking problem if you do that.
Maybe. Maybe not. So that's it. You stepped in.
And Mike's going to hate me for it.
He may or may not. He may not even have a clue what's going on. So, you're here, so, well, Bobby's doing his thing. Parties. You've been to a couple?
I've been to a few lately.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about them. So, lately, I've been having the problem with the ladies trying to fight me.
Not just ladies. You, some Asians took you down.
Oh, yeah, I got beat up by some Asians last weekend. Like 5, to be exact.
I thought it was 10.
It's more like 5.
Oh, now it's 5. Now we're reducing it.
5's still a lot, right?
Yeah, but it wasn't 10. It was like a lot more exciting when you said 10.
Well, honestly, I thought it was...
It was 35 Asians, all right?
Could have been 56.
But anyway, what was that about?
This was about me having sympathy for a kid who's a ex-girlfriend. It was her party. And, the ex-boyfriend was there, and he was watching this girl, like, get grinded on by all the guys there and shit, and I was talking to him the whole night, and, later on in the night, I was fucking drunk, I don't know what I was thinking, but I was like, this bitch is tripping me out, and I said it to him. This guy gets offended, makes a big deal, blows this shit out of proportion, and, tries to fight me. So we walk off alone to talk about it or whatever, and, he, like, calls his friends over. He's like, say it again to my friend, or some shit like that. And this kid headbutts me, and that's when it started. Like 5 kids went after me, they're all trying to knee me in the head, whatnot. Long story short, I came home with a tiny black eye, but that was pretty much it.
It was a pretty good shiner.
It was a pretty good shiner, last a week. So, last night, this girl freaking kicked me in the balls. And that was pretty interesting, too. I don't know, I think I run my mouth too much when I'm drunk.
Yeah, that might be.
Could be that. Yeah, could be that. I think that's it for now. That was this past week.
Yeah, you're gonna take some time off from the parties to, stop getting punched?
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm thinking. My body's had enough.
Yeah?
Yeah. So... A little bit of time off.
It's good. You're gonna have some time to write a Nick pick next week.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So
when's that next time?
I was kind of talking about this with Bobby. He'll be back in just a little while when we do the news. But I have this Twitter account.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why I did. I have a couple people that were on Twitter, so I just thought it would be kind of fun.
I don't have Twitter.
To have a Twitter account, and I don't really use it that much. But some people that do have it, you know, they say, Jay, you post these pictures on MySpace of going to the pool. You know, you should really kind of Twitter a little bit more and let people know what's going on. And, you know, Bobby made a point. I don't really care if people know I'm at the pool. Mm-hmm. I don't care if they know I'm at BLT Burger eating a hamburger. Yeah, I just don't really care.
Eating a hamburger.
You know. But, so we found this website. I want to thank Dino Mike for pointing it out. Textfromlastnight.com. You go on there and you get to read some amazing text messages that people get on their phones or that they send out to people.
Like any text message?
Any kind
of
text.
You mean like a random text message?
And just a random text message. And you just, you know, you can post it. So I decided I was going to go on and really give these people an idea of Crazy J having a night out on the town. In Vegas. Well, within about 30-40 minutes, my followers on Twitter went from 8 to about 25.
Wow.
They really thought I was having one hell of a night. So all pretty much the whole blog was from these text messages from this website. And I did my best to keep them all in order to make it really seem like I was just having some sort of drunken ordeal.
What do you do now, Jay?
So, basically, it started off with, just woke up wearing a top hat and Simpsons boxers. I found more money in my wallet than what I had before going out.
Oh.
About $1,000 more.
Shit.
than I posted. I'm not sure whose apartment I woke up in, but I just showered here, and their shampoo is phenomenal.
Could have been a tranny.
Could have been. Yeah, you know, things happen.
Sorry.
As long as you move it out of the way when you go down, it's not gay.
Oh, okay.
There's loopholes. Dino Mike told me that a long time ago. As long as you move it out of the way, it doesn't poke you in the eye, you're good to go. Just tried calling my phone on my phone because I thought I lost my phone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. How the fuck did that happen?
The best thing about Dollar Beer Night is beer is only a dollar.
Oh.
Yeah. This is one of my favorite ones. I forgot I ate salad for dinner, so I was barfing in the toilet. I kept screaming, "I eat leaves!
Ah,
I can't believe I ate leaves!
I ate leaves!"
And this is this was the point of the night where people started to pay an interest in what Crazy J was doing. Then I put up there, "I wish Morgan Freeman narrated my life." Whenever I'm sad, I just imagine if babies were born with mustaches.
What the fuck?
But it's funny. Think about it. Those girls across the street saw me hanging my towel off my penis. They're coming over later.
Oh, wow.
See, that resorts to when I was taking the shower and the shampoo was phenomenal.
Oh,
see
shit.
How it ties together.
So you're chilling with a towel and a ding-dong.
And, you know, you get drunk and you usually get kind of hungry after that. So right. I said I would punch a child for Taco Bell.
What the fuck?
I found the vodka. Strangely, it was hiding in the orange juice.
What? Strangely, as it seems.
We're getting ready to take strippers to breakfast. I love my life.
I love my life.
I'm drinking till I'm someone else's problem. Not sure what the smell is in here or on my fingers, but it's rancid.
What the fuck?
It smelled so bad when I tried biting off her underwear that I didn't want to touch my mouth. I think a homeless person took a bath in my mouth while I was sleeping.
Rancid.
See, I try to keep the theme going.
Oh, okay.
My face smells like last night's lay. I need a whore bath or a corn dog.
A whore bath or a corn dog.
Now try this one out. Say Steve Buscemi is hot with a straight face.
What the fuck?
You can't do it. Straight or not, you can't say Steve Buscemi is hot and not laugh. Okay, we are.
Doesn't make any sense.
I just Google searched, can you pop your ovary?
Wow.
My personal favorite is soon going to be on a Crazy J t-shirt available in the Crazy J store. Why did I drink all the ingredients for vomit? Love that one.
I eat leaves.
I eat leaves. I just Google imaged poop.
What?
You go to image on Google and type up poop.
Oh, wow. And you get a bunch of pictures of poop.
Poop.
Of random, like, different poop.
Poop. Dog poop. Any kind, yeah, kind of poop.
Brown poop.
I think Crying Brian's picture comes up.
Crying Brian's picture. He's smiling and shit.
I just... peanuts. I just Google searched, what time does Taco Bell open? See, so I don't have to punch the kid.
Oh, okay. No. Still a taco.
Yeah. I must say, I don't like the act of throwing up, but the feeling after is quite delightful.
Actually,
and this is a question you can ask yourself, sober or drunk. Why does Hillary Duff have a greatest hits album?
What? She has a greatest hits album?
I guess.
Wow. What fucking moron made that?
I thought she had to have a hit first, but...
That's fucking retarded.
We have... It tastes like there's a party in my mouth and everyone is throwing up. There's a dog humping me and I'm not going to stop it because, man, I really need to get laid.
Oh, wow.
Those strippers last night smelled great. It was the perfect mixture of vanilla and daddy issues.
In daddy issues. Wow.
I'm so drunk that I ordered a root beer at the bar. Oops.
How'd that happen?
I don't know. Do you feel like you missed out a little from, you know, do you think you've, let's see. Do you feel like you missed out a little from not getting crabs in college?
Whoa.
Yeah. I think I just saw the Travelocity gnome in leather chaps.
Oh, shit.
My room smells like vodka and shame.
And shame.
I'm so sleepy. And my dog is snoring super loud. I want to suffocate him, sleep, and deal with the body when I wake up.
Wow. Deal with the body later.
See, I had, if you read this and didn't know there was a joke, I had one hell of a night. I spent the last hour reading customer reviews on Amazon.com for the book It Hurts When I Poop. You know all about that, Nick.
Thanks a lot, Crazy J.
The guy pooped so much, he put Neosporin on his butt. And that's not a lie.
The truth comes out.
Don't even deny it. You were shitting water.
I don't believe it.
You were shitting water.
I don't believe that happened.
That's what you told me.
It happened, but I don't believe it happened.
I was just outside smoking and saw a hooker singing, I Wish I Knew Who Your Daddy Was, to her newborn baby. And finally, I ended it with, wow, feeling better. What a crazy night.
Crazy night from Crazy J.
Just having some fun on Twitter. You can, too. Just follow me, CrazyJ27, and see the adventures of Drunken J.
Drunken J.
Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Bobby Slayton is going to be here to help us with the news. We've got Not in the News news.
I'm Bobby Slayton, Federal Connery, Bobby Slayton.
Remember, if you actually want to call into the show and talk to us, we do it every Sunday from 10 p.m. to 11 Pacific Standard Time. The number is 702-979-9606. We'll take your calls, you know, make a request, tell us you think we suck. Say, you know, you think Mike's a retard. Whatever, it doesn't matter. Just give us a call. 702-979-9606 is the number to call. Because, you know, we put the show together in a couple of days, and then you get it at the end of the week. So just give us a call. You can also email Mike if you would like. It is ihurtmyspleen@yahoo.com. Interesting video. You might want to check it out on the website itself, rockandcomedyshow.com. Mike taped it before he went on vacation from the Venus pool at Caesar's Palace. So you're going to want to check that out. It's a lot of fun. So get ready, because coming up, we've got the news with Bobby Slayton and much, much more.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. And remember, don't drink and drive. It's just not worth it.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
All right, clap. Let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all of these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah. We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I present to you three of the fiercest subjects ever assembled in the Cage of Doom. First, the brain-wrenching behemoth Algebra 2, weighing in at a mind-boggling 800 pounds. Foreign languages! The multilingual international sensation capable of tossing you clear across the Atlantic. And finally, biology. More ferocious than formaldehyde, she'll dissect you one chromosome at a time. Who among you will step up to their challenge?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Me too.
I'm in.
Sign me up.
Take on the tough classes now. You need them to prepare for college. Find out which classes you need at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy Jay.
Stupid idea.
Way to go, stupid.
Stupid. Yep, that's me. I'm that stupid.
We'll be right back.
I'm gonna teach you how to sing it out.
Come on,
Of the Jackson 5 right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show, ABC. Of course, a little tribute to Michael Jackson, who passed away, shockingly, you know, to, kind of rattled everybody, you know. Nick.
I just want to say something real quick.
All right.
Okay, sorry to interrupt everybody. I'm going to be in a badass show Monday. It's the 29th. If you're in Vegas, you got to be there. It's going to be at Fremont Street, probably between 2 and 12 midnight. And, bands that'll be there, be like Day to Remember, Hit the Lights, Attack, Breathe Carolina, I Am Ghost, you know, for really good bands that I really like. And I just want you guys to hear one of the songs from Day to Remember. It's actually one of my favorite bands. And
you haven't told me what it is yet.
What the song?
Yeah.
It's called Casablanca Sucked In Away or something like that. I'm sorry. But
got it.
Cool.
Here at the Rockin' Comedy Show, we have everything.
Thank you.
All right, so here it is. Check it out. What now, Nick?
Sorry.
What?
That's not the song I
want
you guys to
hear. This isn't
the one? I'm sorry.
Maybe somebody out there really likes this song.
Well, maybe, but I don't really like it, so. All
right. So
I think that song is probably a filler. Okay. I do Colder Than My Heart.
Are you sure?
I am positive now.
Positive.
Sorry.
All right. Here we go. We'll be right back.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
"Nurse, I need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood."
"Oh, no."
"You in the corner, who are you? You're not supposed to be here."
"She's my girlfriend, doctor."
"You need to wait out in the waiting room."
"Please, doctor, I want to stay with her."
"Look, she's been badly injured. So if you want to do what's best for her, you need to let us do our work."
"Please, doctor, she has to be okay. I didn't mean to do this. I love her."
"Wait a second. You were the driver?"
"Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks."
"Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine."
"Hey, sweetie. I feel great. You want to get out of here?"
"I can't believe this. Really, doctor? She's really okay?"
"What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat."
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
"Hey, what's up? This is Blanche speaking for Rad. Give up the keys. Choose a designated driver. Music lives. So should you."
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy Jay.
We were just having a little fun.
I thought it was toe-tapping fun.
Oh, that's so much fun.
Damn, that was fun.
Fun.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. Bobby Slayton is here in the studio, if you can believe it.
This is great. This is really something. Bobby Slayton, in fact, did you... You got me to do this. It's kind of cool. And if you're just tuning in, it's been a great hour. It really has, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been fun.
It's been a lot of fun and very informative. What are we doing now? Doing the news?
We're doing the news.
Wait, one thing, one question. I'm a lot better than Jerry Lewis, your partner. What's his name again? Crazy Dave? What's that idiot's name?
Mad Mike.
Mad Mike. He's a good guy, but he's retarded. I'm better than him, though, right?
Different. I'm not going to say.
Okay. What do you mean he's on vacation? Where'd he go? Like he's listening. Where'd he go?
He's in Phoenix. He'll listen to it when he comes back.
Okay, fine. Eat your heart up, baby.
No, he's my bud.
He's a good guy. And he's a concierge. He sends people to my show.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I'm the pit bull of comedy, because I attack. I attack.
No, he's he enjoys the... He enjoys the, you know, the roughness.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure he does. All right. Let's see what's in the news. I'll give you my take on the news.
All right. Here we go.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
All right. We're going to get things started with
Back
the story.
Back to the dead.
I know. It's great, isn't it?
It's great.
We're going to get things started with the story out of Port St. Lucie. A 20-year-old Port St. Lucie man has been arrested for allegedly pouring peroxide in the face of his pregnant girlfriend. Maybe you can believe it.
You stupid, ignorant, son of a bitch, dumb bastard!
Port St. Lucie...
Jesus Christ, I met some dumb bastards in my time, but you outdo them all. Get over there!
What's that from?
That is from,
I want to see that movie, whatever that is.
It's Gene Wilder in Blazing Saddles.
Oh, okay. All right. Good movie.
Took me a little minute there. Port St. Lucie police reported they received a call from Joshua K. Perry's girlfriend. The woman, 3 months pregnant, claimed that she told Perry not to leave the Rio Mar Drive house that they had shared for 4 months, according to police. Perry responded by grabbing the woman by the hair and then throwing her onto the couch.
"I have sinned against you."
Perry then allegedly grabbed a half-full bottle of peroxide and poured it on her face and eyes, and she told police that Perry took her cell phone, went outside, and threw the phone out on the ground.
"Turn off the cell phone!"
An officer observed in the report that the couch was wet and definitely did smell like peroxide.
"What's that smell?"
Yeah.
And she was pregnant.
Ooh.
Yeah, she's pregnant.
I know that smell.
He should die, right? That guy's going to make a fine father, you can tell. You can tell. So right away, I should not be able to have children. You know, they really, you shouldn't be able to have kids. You know, there should be a test. Almost like for a driver's license. Not every idiot can have a child. It's just not right. And that's just, it's wrong.
Some people just shouldn't be allowed to reproduce.
Absolutely. Or drive. Or do anything.
When confronted by deputies, Perry denied pouring the liquid on the woman, saying he wouldn't harm her because she's pregnant with his twin babies.
People who do that should be arrested.
And Perry was. He's unemployed and charged with felony aggravated battery.
Oh, so many lovely people. You know, this is why. You know what? You know what I haven't done? Have you done this? Have you filled out your organ donor card?
I have not.
Why?
I don't want anybody to have my shit.
Okay. That's very selfish. Here's my problem with the organ donor thing. And I think it's very... And I have a heart of gold. I'll give anything to anybody. But my problem is, I was reading somewhere that there was some guy... excuse me. Some Nazi... some skinhead Nazi... who was waiting for a liver transplant, a heart transplant. He was next in line. That's what I'm saying. I want to decide who gets my stuff. I don't want some Nazi getting my liver. Actually, the way I drink it, let me take that back. Yes, I do. You know, I want my heart to go to a kid. I want my eyes to go to an Asian person so they can drive correctly. I want my penis to go to a black guy so he can see how the other half lives. I want to decide who gets what.
Well,
that doesn't work that way.
So that works. I would do that. If we could assign it to
yes,
somebody.
Yes, assign.
That would be awesome. You can have this. You can have this. You know, people.
I want your talent. If you can leave that for me, I know. With your talent, a white tiger. Look out, Vegas.
Hey, I could have a great show. Put it up there in the Tropicana, or Hooters.
Yeah, or Hooters. I moved up some. For Hooters. Last time I was here, was I at Hooters last time, or was that the Trop? I was
at the Trop. You were at Trop. You just moved in.
Yeah.
Our next story. Police arrested a driver who was cruising along Interstate 5 in reverse.
Slow down, eh?
The 41-year-old man drove at least 3 miles backwards on Interstate 5 before his arrest. Police said they saw the man laughing as they approached the vehicle, which came to a stop in the middle of three northbound lanes, not far from the rest area by the County Lewis country border. The nearest on-ramp was milepost 52, though police didn't know where the man entered I-5. It's unclear how fast the man was traveling because the vehicle was stopped when the police found it. He's so funny. He's just cruising backwards for no reason.
There's never a cop around when you need one.
The man refused to roll down his windows when police approached his rented 2009 Dodge Avenger. Police broke the window to arrest him. Deputy said a... taser to subdue the driver when he began to struggle during the arrest, said Sergeant Blair Schmidt. Alcohol and drugs are not believed to be a factor in the incident. Police plan to have the driver, a resident of Canada whose name wasn't released, evaluated for possible mental problems. That's right, mental problems.
Mental, that one. I'm telling you.
this story is going to be a little weird to get through, but we do a lot of stories on the news about people running around naked,
right.
People on drugs, people driving backwards, violence in weird ways. We've had people, we've had boyfriends assaulting their girlfriends with sandwiches.
Sounds like my life story.
Yeah. So this fits right in with our next story. Out of Oklahoma City, a man said he was attacked for his bologna and cheese sandwich. Police say 24-year-old Roger Hamilton told him he was sitting on a bus station bench about to put mayonnaise on his sandwich when another man began staring at him. Hamilton told police that the man then punched him in the mouth and grabbed his sandwich and took off. Police said Hamilton has a swollen lip and his face is covered in blood.
I got two words for you. Oklahoma City. I think that answers your question.
The best part is the police reported the police report listed the value of the sandwich at 76 cents.
Shirley, you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
But who's putting mayonnaise on their sandwich in public? Is that something you do before you leave the house? And I've got to be two homeless guys because, you know, if you had taken a sandwich with you, kind of put the condiments on before you leave your home.
Well, you could have bought it. You know, sometimes when you buy the...
Oh, I see.
Right.
But
76 cents. I mean, that's... He obviously didn't buy it from the deli.
Right.
That's awesome. A man is locked up in Luzerne County after police said he threatened children. This is good. Threatened children with a gun and clucked like a chicken.
From a chicken.
Police said a group of kids were playing basketball when Gerald Weisenhauer, 41, of Kingston, waved a weapon and threatened to shoot anyone who came up on his property. He also apparently clucked like a chicken.
From a chicken.
That's right. Officer believes Weisenhauer was drunk at the time. Can you believe that? I can't.
I've given this country what it has long needed.
That's nice.
A good 10-cent drunk.
A 10-cent drunk and a 76-cent sandwich? See, you can have a great time for under a buck. You just got to know where to find the bargains.
Yeah, he faces assault and terroristic threat charges.
That's nice. Terrorist.
Yeah. Clucking like a chicken.
Yeah. You know, terrorism would be more fun if the Arabs would start doing stuff like that. Threatening kids, clunking like a chicken. Stop being so serious with this terrorism crap.
This next one is this is an interesting story. In England, rugby players throwing off their clothes at the first opportunity is no new thing, but at least they usually wait till they get off the pitch and are in the bar before getting started. In New Zealand, however, every year two teams of sevens go to battle, fully starkers. The Nude Rugby International team, which started as a celebration of New Zealand's National Nude Day, was held as a warm-up, although temperatures were reportedly cold enough to prove embarrassing to the forthcoming match between the All Blacks and France. Needless to say, they were there were plenty of tackles flying by when there was only one interruption when a fully clothed streaker ran on the field.
Fully clothed streaker?
Right, because they were all naked.
I see.
So let's throw it off.
Oh, boy. The news today is crazy, I tell you.
Yeah,
are we almost done? I'm tired.
Yeah, we're almost done. A marijuana dealer faces robbery charges after police said he held up a prospective client who ended up calling 911 to report the heist. No, I don't have the 911.
Oh, that's too bad.
Michael Parada, I looked for it. Michael Parada of Melbourne was charged with robbery with a firearm and possession of more than 20 grams of cannabis after the victim called police to report he was robbed of $550 during a deal for 2 ounces of marijuana. It does happen, says Commander Mark Claycom. Spokesman for the Melbourne Police, Padre pulled over within minutes of 911 call. The call told officers, "I didn't want to rob a good person. I didn't think a guy buying drugs would call the cops." Parada will have a July 23rd hearing on the charges. The victim's role remains under investigation. I love that. They do that all the time. Something happens with their pot, the drug deal goes wrong, something's bad, and they call 911 to report it, not realizing that they're going to get themselves in a little bit of trouble. In Richmond, Virginia, a South Richmond man was beaten with a meat tenderizer.
Uh-huh.
Now, maybe you got all day to pound your meat, okay? Some of us don't.
Where's that from?
That's Emerald from his cooking show.
Oh.
A South Richmond man was beaten with a meat tenderizer. It happened after a disagreement. Richmond said a 53-year-old man was taken to the hospital with extensive injuries. Napoleon Hargrove, 20, was arrested for the attack.
Oh, God.
It's good. And this is our final story, so you'll be happy.
Very happy. I'm sure it's going to be more great news. Have more wonderful people.
Hey, it's awesome. The Delaware State Fire Marshal's Office said a man damaged a toilet. That's right.
Do we need to take lessons in toilet training issues?
At an Arby's by setting off fireworks in the bathroom. Fire Marshal said the man walked into the restaurant and put it in the toilet. Authorities said no one was injured, although 5 employees and 2 customers were in the restaurant. The man fled the restaurant right before the people inside heard a loud blast from the bathroom. Could be taken out of context in so many ways. Employees found a damaged toilet in the bathroom after the man left in a brown pickup truck. And that's going to do it for the news.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, it's been thrilling. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Yeah.
We did a lot today.
We did a lot.
Yeah. I'm going to pee now, go have a pizza. This is why I don't Twitter. See, I could be Twittering now.
You could.
Oh, wait, here's what, that would be a Twitter thing. I got to take a leak right now. It was a fun radio show with Crazy J. Now I'm going to go to one of my favorite pizza places with Randy West, the porno star, the ex-porno star.
Crazy J is going to go to the Bear Pool and hang out with some lovely ladies.
I hate that stuff.
That he met last night.
Yeah, that's very nice. You get to go to all the pools. Where's that pool?
That's at the Mirage.
Very nice.
We go there because it's topless.
I got you. I couldn't care less.
Well,
I know it's for you young people, you like that. I'm married, I'm happy, it's everything's fine. Hey, I don't let people know that when I perform how happy I am married, because then, you know.
Takes it away.
Yeah, but everything I say on stage, you know, people, does he really hate his wife that much? No, but we've gone through our good times, our bad times. And marriage, I want to leave some of the advice. Let me try to think of something to say. If you're married, marriage is give and take, and you got to learn how to compromise. And as long as women know to shut the fuck up, everything will be fine. Can I say that? I can say that on your show, right?
What? Shut up?
Fuck. Right? No problem? Yeah, right?
No problem.
Internet.
That's right. No restrictions on the Rockin' Comedy Show.
Oh, it's you're really a rebel. Yeah. Anyway, I am.
Tuesday week, through Sunday, Tropicana.
Yep.
8 o'clock, not 9 o'clock.
8 o'clock, 8 o'clock, and the hotel's coming around, it's going to be a beautiful joint, and my showroom's great. Come in, if anybody's listening, and look at all the memorabilia on the walls. By the way, we have a lot of pictures. How come you don't frame any of these? Is there too much money to frame them?
No, I'm just working on it.
You're working on it?
Yeah.
I wish you could see the room we broadcast out of. It looks like you're 11.
11? How do you get that?
11 years old, I don't know.
Awesome.
This looks like a little kid's rumpus room. It's cute, it's very cute.
I'll bring in some posters.
Because when I was about 12, I had my Grateful Dead and my Jim Morrison posters up. I like it, though. It's all the stuff I love, you know? God, you got everything from Stevie Wonder, Ray Charles, to Led Zeppelin. It's great.
Yeah.
It's very cool. It's rocking. You're cool. Rocking. I'm comedy. I see what it's a comedy rocking, comedy rocking, rocking, comedy show. Yeah.
And we play rock band, and we just have a good time.
It's just great.
All right. Well, thanks for being here, Bobby.
All right. Come see me soon.
I will.
I can't hear you, you sound like static. I can't hear you, my ears have had it bad. You sound like a radio with the speakers blown. Double high in the bass, down low. Down low. Tonight I'm drowning in my favorite records, trying to forget how every thread reminds me of the nights I spent with you. They play the soundtrack to my falling years, the soundtrack to this wasted year, and this leaves my scars better than I could ever do. So turn me up, when you turn me on, when we hear hearts break, we'll stay there playing our song. It sounds like a radio with the speakers blown, the kind of sound that you'll never know. Double high is a bass down low. Whoa, whoa. Radio with the speakers on. The kind of sound that you'll never know. Double high is a bass down low. Whoa. The record plays to the beat of my heart. And my heart, you know it plays like a metronome. If the record skips a beat, my heart will too. It plays the soundtrack to my falling tears, soundtrack to this wasted year, and this leaves high scores better than I could ever do. So turn me up, when you turn me on, when we hear hearts break, we'll stay there playing our song. It sounds like a radio with the speakers blown, the kind of sound that you'll never know. Double high is a bass down low. Whoa, whoa. Radio with the speakers on. The kind of sound that you'll never know. Double high in the bass down low. Whoa. So I'll break these records you've always hated. I'm feeling so sick and medicated. Oh, come on, why are you so nervous, boy? My prescriptions read like ransom notes and love letters you never wrote. Help me feel like I'm not paranoid. I can't hear you, you sound like static. I can't hear you, my ears have had it bad. It sounds like a radio with the speakers blown. Double high in the bass down low. Down low.
Phone lines. He just can't stay away. It's Mad Mike.
What about it?
You're on vacation, dude. Why are you calling in?
Well, you know, I'm calling you out. I'm checking up on you.
Okay.
Is Bobby there? I know he's there.
He's not here at the moment.
He's around.
Yeah, he's definitely around. He's just not in the studio at the moment.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What was he doing? Getting your coffee, huh?
I don't know what he's doing. Maybe he's having a smoke break.
Oh, yeah, sure. Like he smokes.
I don't know if he smoked. I never asked.
Well, he's your sidekick.
What?
Well, he's your new host, right?
He's not my new host.
Oh, sure, sure.
You're going to have a nice position waiting for you when you come back. Bent over the desk.
Nice.
You, like I said, you have nothing to worry about. We're having a good time, but you know, there's elements that Bobby can't fill.
Yeah, for example, he cannot fill my pants. Hey, Brian.
Yeah, it's true. That's definitely true.
So how's Liz?
Liz is good. Liz has been fun.
That's good. Mister.
Right. Yeah. We'll be heading out to Pier probably tomorrow night.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
But you know, when people come to town, I just got to disappear. That's how I roll.
Yeah. Well, you really disappeared this time.
Yeah. I'm all the way in Pahelix.
You'll be glad to know that while you're away, you might run into Scanlon. He's in Phoenix as well.
Oh, God. Just ruin my vacation.
He might look you up.
Yeah, he just might.
He's going out there to fly helicopters.
And muscle-bound men.
I don't know if he's flying muscle-bound men. But
yeah, to the gym.
Right. Because he'll put his balls on anybody if they just ask.
Exactly.
He said that at work the other day. You missed it. He was like, "I'll put my balls on your chest." I said, "What?" He goes, "I'll say that to anybody that asks." And I go, "That's kind of gay." And he goes, I mean girls."
Sure you do.
I mean girls.
Sure you do.
So you're in.
No take backs.
Yeah, it's too late now. So you're in Phoenix. How is things in Phoenix?
It's been incredibly hot here, but pretty good. We've been hitting up the El Gymo. Did some. We've been doing some late night bike riding out in like the golf courses in Orange Groves where there's absolutely no light. I got whacked by a tree. Almost took me right off the bike.
Nice.
I've been doing lots of swimming. Ate some sausage.
That sounded kind of gay.
Yeah, it was a bratwurst, so yeah. it's allowed.
Oh, so it was German sausage.
Yeah, I'm taking it back.
Too late. No take backs.
Yeah, take backs. Well, other than that, man, just been having a blast.
That's good. Well, don't have too much fun because I need you to come back. I don't think I can have Bobby here another week.
Oh, yeah. Good old BS.
That's right. Yeah, you know, I got some, I've been working on some how-tos for you when you come back.
Yeah. I heard that.
Yeah, there's been a couple of good ones come across the computer.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, we got some good ones.
Oh, freaking awesome. Well, I need them, like, how to, like, peel a pickle. Do you have to peel pickles, even?
Peel a pickle?
Pickles?
No, huh? but the cucumber, you do.
Do you? I thought it was Peter Piper, like, peeled a peck of pickled peppers or something. No. Anyway,
Peter Piper
picked. Not a pickle.
Peppered pickles.
Peppered pickles?
Pickled peppers.
Peppered pickles?
Pickled peppers.
Oh, pickled peppers?
Right.
What's the difference anyway, you know? You probably can't even tell.
I don't think you can.
Yeah. But you peel a cucumber, huh?
Yes.
I saw a squash today that was the size of my leg.
That's pretty big.
Yeah, that's pretty big. It was a leg-sized squash.
Nice.
Yeah, do you think you peel squashes?
Yes.
I would. I'd
no.
peel them.
You don't have to peel a squash.
I'd peel that bad boy.
I bet you would.
I'd peel the crap out of it.
So you did a how-to a while back on how to be a ninja.
Oh, yeah.
I have a follow-up how-to on being a ninja that I think you'll really enjoy.
Oh. So it's about what?
Oh, it's about being a ninja, but it's a follow-up.
Ooh, a follow-up story.
Yeah. How to be an urban ninja.
Ooh, urban ninja, yes.
Yeah, so.
That's cool.
You see,
instead of, like, shuriken, you throw, like, car keys. Like, really sharp car keys.
Right.
Instead of using, a ninja mask, you use pantyhose.
There's a whole list of stuff.
Nice.
So you'll have a nice pick of how-tos when you come back. But you got to hurry back because it's just not the same in the studio without you, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Trust me. I'll be coming back. I'm just going to have to push my car. Yeah, it's tired. The silver bullet's a little tired from its trip.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I'm gonna push it for a little while, and then it'll push me. We're going to take turns.
Once you get to the top of the hill, you can just cruise it in?
Yeah, I was kind of like riding a wave, you know?
Nice.
It's like having sex with a fat chick.
Everybody should experience it once.
Huh?
Does that mean everybody should experience it once?
Yeah, at least once, you know? That way you can at least talk about it. And be like, yeah, I've ridden a wave.
Nice.
So like, oh, you've been to the ocean? No. All right, brother. Well, I will be back.
Well, let me,
everybody, look forward to it.
Let me fill you in on a news story you might have missed.
All right.
Since you're not here.
That's right, I'm not, and I have no internet.
No internet in Phoenix?
It doesn't exist out here.
Well, how does your one friend listen to the show?
Oh, he listens to it when he goes to Tucson.
Oh, just not Phoenix.
Yeah, it's actually in Phoenix.
Well, I did this story earlier tonight in not in the news, and damn it, buddy, it's one of those times I wish you was here. This story took place in Oklahoma City. A man in Oklahoma, I'm still going to laugh, even when I did the story, I'm like, I'm not going to laugh, but I feel it coming on. A man in Oklahoma City said he was attacked for his bologna and cheese sandwich.
He was attacked for his bologna and cheese sandwich.
Right. Police say 24-year-old Roger Hamilton told them he was sitting on the bus station bench about to put mayonnaise on that sandwich when another man began staring at him. Now, it's the ending of this story that's funny. Hamilton told police that the man punched him in the mouth and grabbed his sandwich and then took off running.
Wow.
Police said Hamilton, I see the ending line, so just that's why I'm laughing. Police say Hamilton has a swollen lip and his face was covered in blood. Here it comes. The report listed the value of the sandwich at 76 cents.
Value,
they listed it at 76 cents. police have not found the attacker.
It would have been funny if they were like, police have not found the sandwich.
I was like, that is awesome. I saw that it took me so long to get through it just because it said 76 cents.
Somebody stole, punched a guy in the mouth and ran off. For
76 cents.
And it was bologna, you know what I mean?
Yeah, not even good, not even a good sandwich.
Yeah, not even like the good meats, you know? And he was putting mayonnaise on it. It wasn't even Miracle Whip. If you have bologna, I think you have to have Miracle Whip. You know?
And Miracle Whip is not mayonnaise.
I know, it's totally different. That probably would have increased the value up to maybe like 85 cents.
Maybe 90.
Maybe even 90. Exactly. He could have had a good score, almost a freaking dollar.
Thought I'd show you that one. We also did a story from Port St. Lucie about a 20-year-old Port St. Lucie man who had been arrested for allegedly pouring peroxide in the face of his pregnant girlfriend.
Whoa.
Yeah.
She had a really bad zit.
A really bad zit?
Yeah,
she might have. And, you know, it's interesting, while you were away, you said a while back that people in Port St. Lucie, they use sandwiches and macaroni and cheese and chili to assault one another, and nobody's ever used a gun.
Yeah, like nobody's ever heard of a gun in that freaking godforsaken.
Well, we did a story about a man accused of pointing a gun at another man at a gas station and saying he'd blow a hole in the victim's chest. He's now facing several charges, according to recently released records.
See, I'm glad somebody listens to the show out there. They were like, "What?" Damn, that's smart.
I was talking to Krista, and she was talking to some friends that are actually from Florida, and she asked them about Port St. Lucie and what kind of a place it is. And they told her it's a very rich, upscale kind of place, kind of like Summerlin. And she said, "You've got to be kidding me." And they said, "Why?" And she said, "Well, you know, my friend does this radio show, and he always does these stories from Port St. Lucie, and, you know, people are hitting each other with sandwiches and jumping out of cars, and it just doesn't seem like the type of place a real, you know, high society kind of place would be about." But they swear it's an upscale.
Throwing dildos at horses?
they claim that it is a very upscale neighborhood.
Yeah, we can tell.
I'm going to go online and see how much houses cost there, and that'll determine how upscale that place really is.
Yeah,
but, I mean, it is. It might be expensive. It is down by the beach.
I don't know why, but I just figure when I hear Port St. Lucie, I think of, like, the tooth average is, like, 16, you know? And, like, every other man has a mullet for some reason when I think of Port St. Lucie, you know?
That's nice. Well, we're gonna hang up on you, buddy, and we'll see you next week.
All right, man. I'm coming.
I hope so.
I'm gonna be knocking on your door.
I hope so.
I'm gonna be checking out your laundry.
Why do you want to do?
Making sure you're washing your whites and your colors separate.
Nice.
All right, man.
All right, buddy. You have the
Sunny D for me.
Absolutely.
I'm planning to drink some Sunny D.
I will.
Little bastard.
I will.
All right.
All right, man. Bye.
All right, bye.
'65 Chevy Malibu without a automatic drive, a custom paint job too. I'll trade you for my old wheelbarrow and a slightly used sombrero, and I'll even throw in a stapler if you insist. Craigslist! I'm on Craigslist, baby, come on! Shared a quick glance Saturday at the mall. I never took a chance, never approached you at all. You were a blonde half Asian with a bad case of gas. I was wearing red Speedos and a hockey mask. Come on, let's find that love connection.
Barista at the Coffee Bean on San Vicente Boulevard. I know there were 20 people behind me in line, but I was on a cell phone call with my mother. Didn't you see me hold up my index finger? That means I'll order my soy decaf hazelnut latte in just a couple minutes. So what's with the attitude, lady? No tip for you.
Got a trash can of styrofoam peanuts. You can have them for free. You can drop by on the weekend and pick them up from me. But the trash can ain't part of the deal. Only giving you the peanuts. Get real, don't have no hefty bag. So bring your own. Don't bug me with questions on the phone. Don't ask for help, don't waste my time. And don't complain, cause they won't cost you a dime. Just ask yourself, do you want my styrofoam peanuts? You can have my styrofoam peanuts. Do you want my styrofoam peanuts? You can have them all. They're on Craigslist!
At the pulpit with forked tongues, selling for sermons.
Cause I am
a new wave gospel shark, and you'll be thy witness, a gentleman. If you're gonna preach, for God's sake, preach with conviction.
Sure, I can.
To the Rockin' Comedy Show. This is Crazy Jay. This is the end. This is the end of our show, friends. Hope you had a good time. I want to thank Bobby Slayton for coming in and filling in for Mike. Mike's going to be back on our next episode. I'm sure we're going to have a lot to talk about. Also want to thank Nicholas for being here with his not Nick pick, but his how-to. that'll be interesting to see what Mike thinks about that. Anyway, I want to thank both of them for being here. Thank you guys for calling in. Remember, if you want to call in to the Rockin' Comedy Show, all you have to do, it's very simple, call us Sunday nights, 10 p.m. to 11 Pacific Standard Time, 702-979-9606. The number and times are posted at rockincomedyshow.com. Fun videos up there, too. Some people just go click the show and they don't really explore the website. Check the website out. It's a lot of fun. You can also email me. It is crazyj@comic.com. You can email Mad Mike. It is ihurtmyspleen@yahoo.com. You can find him on Facebook at Junk McGee. Just type up Junk McGee. You can find him on MySpace through my friend, crazyj13. MySpace.com/crazyj13. He is my first friend under Don't Taste Me, Bro. And that's it. I mean, you can find me on Twitter, crazyj27. You can find out some awesome little adventures that I'm going on. Also Facebook at jason.bird27. So check it out. Or just type up Jason Bird. You'll find me. I'm there. You find Junk McGee, you're going to find me. So we're there. And that's going to do it. I had a lot of fun this week. And we'll be back with another show next time.